Petraeus quit as CIA director last week. Members of Congress now say they want more information about the investigation. A utility company says it hasn't found any signs of a gas leak as the investigation continues into the cause of an explosion in an Indianapolis neighborhood. Many residents had their homes destroyed, but feel grateful.
It's just amazing that people made it out.
President Obama is inviting leaders from the labor and business communities to the White House this week for talks on the so-called fiscal cliff. This is NBC News Radio. Police in suburban Detroit say they're trying to figure out why a man walked into police headquarters and tried to shoot an officer behind bulletproof glass. Southfield Police Chief Eric Hawkins says the suspect pointed the weapon.
The handgun, however, did not discharge. The officer sought cover and called for assistance.
Moments later, several officers were involved in a shootout with a suspect. The gunman was fatally shot. One officer was wounded and is in stable condition. Toyota is testing car safety systems that allow vehicles to communicate with each other. The idea is to stop accidents in situations such as one car missing a red light. The latest James Bond movie raked in plenty of cash this weekend.
Skyfall debuted in first place at the box office over the weekend. The 23rd James Bond installment earned $87.8 million. That's a record opening for the franchise. Last weekend's winner, the animated flick Wreck-It Ralph, dropped to second place, followed by the Denzel Washington thriller Flight.
That's NBC's Seth Goldman. I'm Veronica Dela Cruz, NBC News Radio.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes. What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Account Temps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
With the way Apple has sued Samsung repeatedly over patent issues, you might be surprised to hear that Samsung supplies the most important component in every Apple mobile product, the processor, which makes one wonder, is it risky to antagonize a key supplier? Apparently it is. Samsung has just hiked the processors Apple is contractually obligated to purchase by 20%. Rental car companies are going down and airlines are going up in the complaint department. For the first 9 months of this year, the Bureau of Transportation Statistics received more than 22,000 customer complaints about airlines, a jump of fully a third from the same period last year. Put that up against customer satisfaction with rental car companies, and J.D. Power says people have far fewer negative things to say. U.S. fiscal cliff fear keeps gripping the world, most of whose markets have been sliding again today, as a break in the Washington standoff remains elusive. But we're up slightly. S&P futures gaining 2 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
And a good Monday morning to each and every one of you. I am Tony Trupiano on this Monday, the 12th day of November 2012. And happy either belated Veterans Day or Veterans Day. It seems to be a two-day thing now, although it was technically yesterday. Some are celebrating it today. Nonetheless, happy Veterans Day to all of you, whether you be getting ready to go into the service, you will one day be a veteran. Of course, those of you that are currently in active duty and those who have proudly served this country, we salute your commitment to freedom and democracy, and thank you. Those words do seem to be not enough, but they are the words we have, and therefore we use them. Thank you for everything you have done, will do, did do, are doing, because without you, we live in a much different place than we do this morning. I do hope you all had a great weekend. Certainly, weather-wise, it was quite extraordinary. There's no question that's true, and don't get used to it, because by 8 o'clock this evening, we'll be down into the 30s with wind. So wind chills return as quickly as they went away, and that's just part of living in Michigan, folks, so just deal with it. Listen, new week, new direction, new opportunities. Certainly we're not going to ignore the past, and one of the things that we are going to talk about in this hour is whether or not the voters delivered a mandate to the country. We're going to explore that in greater detail, but we have a really interesting show lined up for you today. Our first guest, our first two guests, actually, in the 7 o'clock hour will be a couple of people that are going to share really a very difficult story. Folks, not just in the city of Detroit, although the focus of this show, or I'm sorry, of this segment, will be about an abandoned dog or a stray dog that was found quite sick. And, you know, it's a problem. Those of us that have pets, and there are many of us in the audience, have a great affinity for them. But what are we doing for the strays? And is there a way to make sure that we care for our pets, especially in times when things are financially difficult? What happens if you find an animal that needs help? Where do you turn? Well, we're going to get to all that. Linda Teeter joins us at 7:35, she is the executive director of Michigan Citizens Action. Now that the Affordable Care Act we know will stay in place, how will that affect Medicare, and what will the Republicans try to do to strip it from us? 7:50, State Senator Steve Bita joins us. We briefly mentioned a story last week where Senator Gretchen Whitmer is looking to reestablish, if you will, the Secretary of State's office, our election priorities. Senator Bita will be with us to discuss that. Mark Brewer with us at 8 o'clock. Our Blog Roll segment today features Chris Savage coming off an electoral win for the state of Michigan. Chris Savage very involved in Get Out the Vote. We'll talk about that. He's got some thank yous to get to. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about the fiscal cliff and what we can expect to happen there. We know that sequestration is on the table. We know that the president has said he's open to compromise. Will the Republicans, and again, we'll discuss this, listen to the mandate of the people. Mike Carmody joins us. He is the Rotary Assistant District Governor, and they're here to talk about Operation Warm Coats for Kids, which is very much supported by the Detroit Free Press's Rachel Riley. With all that said, and we've got a full agenda, let us get this going.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Our first word today is forward. That was, of course, the campaign slogan, if you will, for Obama-Biden. Forward. Those of us that were at the convention, some of us, like me, still have my forward placard, which was doled out to us as we were sitting in the Time Warner Cable Arena in Charlotte, North Carolina. Forward. Well, it has to be about moving forward, doesn't it? We can't live in the past. We can't certainly begrudge those things that we can no longer change. But if we focus all of our energies on making a difference moving forward, then dynamic change will happen. I had sent a warning, and I don't mean that in a negative way, before the election, during the election, and now today, that, ladies and gentlemen, just because we did okay on Election Day, yes, we reelected our president and we reelected our senator and we did well in a lot of areas, we didn't have a clean sweep, and the real work now has to begin. We need to make sure fundamentally and profoundly that if we are to move forward, we need a plan, we need a focus, and we need a commitment to doing just that. We cannot wait for election cycles to be active. And you cannot wait for election cycles to become activists. We don't need proposals to tell us what to do. We don't need anybody to tell us what to do, but our own hearts and our own minds. Ladies and gentlemen, if we truly want dynamic and lasting change, we must always think about moving forward. That takes commitment, it takes grit, it takes motivation, and most importantly, it takes action. Yes, we must move forward, but in order to do that, we do not have to be of single mind, but we do have to be of single mission. That's right, in order to move forward, we have to agree to work together. We have to agree to disagree. We have to agree to the debate. But ultimately, we have to agree to work collectively towards something bigger and better than all of us. Well, we'll leave it there for now, but there's more to come today on our first word, which is forward.
Lions.
Stafford takes, looks, throws deep middle. Got a man out there. It's Calvin at the five. Catch.
Tigers.
Monroe edges off from second. The 1-0. Swinging a fly ball. Left field. It's deep. It's way back. The Tigers are going to the World Series.
Red Wings.
The Detroit Red Wings, for the first time in 11 years, are the Stanley Cup champions.
And Pistons.
The Detroit Pistons have just shocked the Los Angeles Lakers.
The First Shift crew gives you some Detroit sports knowledge to drop next time you're at the water cooler.
Yes, we do have some Detroit sports knowledge for you to perhaps drop and ignore. Let me say good morning to Anthony and welcome him back to our morning sports segment. Good sir, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. How's your Monday going?
Well, as Mondays go, not too bad. Obviously, mixed result this weekend. Let us start with the good news, because there's plenty of bad news. But the good news, of course, is that the University of Michigan football team is committed to excellence. I'm convinced, Anthony, that they have a great deal of confidence, and no matter what, they are going to find a way to be competitive, and as they did on Saturday, a way to win.
Yeah, they really did find a way to come back and win one that I think just about everybody thought they were going to lose.
Yeah, I was pretty astounded by the way that game ended. Let's kind of set it up a little bit. There was they were losing. Devin Gardner threw an interception. And I don't know about you, but I thought, well, you know, a good game, but it's over.
Yeah, not exactly at that point. It was the fourth and one at like the 50 that they went for, and you know, they ended up picking up the first down, and I thought the game was over there, but it wasn't.
No, it was not, and they ended up coming back with a kind of a miraculous Hail Mary pass with what it was there 18 seconds left at that point.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we ended up kicking a field goal in what time expired, right?
Right.
Right. So.
And then, of course, in overtime, they scored pretty quickly. Defense was able to stand up, true to their number two ranking in the country, and Michigan walks away with a victory, which, you know, if you're going for your division to be the division champ, that was one you needed, and they got it, and it was impressive. Can they play better? Absolutely. Are they finding ways to win? Well, I think, Anthony, we can safely say that's what good teams do.
Yeah, I mean, like when you have two different quarterbacks playing and both of them can find ways to win, that it says a lot about the team. They could rally around both guys.
So. Absolutely. Well, it was a great game, and they do end up winning. They now find themselves in all of the polls at number 23 in the country, so they find themselves back in the top 25. Again, not surprising. Michigan State had a bye week this weekend. I don't know, Anthony. It looks like it's going to end up being an interesting, and Ohio State's looming large for Michigan now as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Ohio State's undefeated, so that's going to be a tough one right there at the end of the year.
How'd Notre Dame do this weekend?
Notre Dame won again.
Yeah, they won again. Alabama lost. Did I hear that Notre Dame is now number one in the country?
No. Kansas State, Oregon, Notre Dame.
Oh, okay. Number three in the country. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and take a look at the Lions and the Pistons, who can't seem to find a way to win yet. Crazy stuff. Welcome back. Happy Monday to you. 888-552-3595. Tony at the Tony Show. .org on Twitter at Tony Truppiano. A quick break as we punch in on this Monday morning. Stay where you're at. First shift gets going right after this.
First shift with Tony Truppiano.
Out of all the nastiness I've seen in the day, you were one of the few that's very honest, that's very sincere, and very true to heart. People like you, Carl Levin, and Debbie Stabenow are good for this state.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Just picked up a new accident on 75 Service Drive southbound at Highway 102. That's blocking your left lane. Still watching an accident on 75 southbound at Rosa Parks Boulevard. And the traffic lights are not working on Merriman Road north and south at 96, so use caution in that area. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be rainy and 57. Tonight, a low of 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 39. And it's currently 56 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized. You are tuned in to WDTW, 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. And appreciate you punching in with us on First Shift this morning. We welcome Anthony back. Anthony, the Detroit Lions, unfortunately, just couldn't come up with enough at the end. And when you play like only the fourth quarter matters every single game, it's not going to work every time. And certainly yesterday, it did not.
Yeah, 3 points at halftime is just, you can't do that. I mean, if you expect to win in the NFL, 3 points at halftime is just ridiculous, especially with the offense we have. I mean, I don't really have much to say about this game.
I know. I do not understand why they play the fourth quarter or even the second half differently than the first half. It's played at a different pace. It's played with a different system. It's played with a different urgency, and I don't get that. And you have to put that on coaching, Anthony. I don't know that you can, you know, the coaches are the ones that that plot out the offensive and defensive game. And you know, especially offensively, I don't understand why they always wait. At least it seems like they always wait till the second half.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this is a coaching thing. Players just don't. I mean, I don't know. The scheme, I don't get it. The second half is completely different. They spread the ball around. The first half, they seem like they just try to run stuff inside, short routes, run the ball, which I don't know if they, like, do this on, like, purpose to, like, set up for the second half. I don't know. I'm not happy watching these guys.
Yep, I understand. Well, they now go to 4-5, unfortunately. They play the Green Bay Packers next Sunday, which will not be an easy game at all, especially even at home. So we will just continue to be patient. They're now in must-win territory every single game, and it is doubtful they'll be able to make the playoffs this season. Well, we move on, and unfortunately it gets even worse for the Detroit Pistons, Anthony, who are still looking for their first win of the season.
Yeah, they're 0-7. They got beat pretty good by Houston again over the weekend, and unfortunately we got to play Oklahoma City again tonight. So
it doesn't look good for the Detroit Pistons, and, you know, it's just, what do you do? You're at the beginning of the season, you can't start trading. You can't start, you know, I guess you can tweak a little bit, but at some point here, it looks like they don't have talent.
Yeah, like an effort, like a talent. The guys, they don't even go out there and play defense at all. So it's going to be a long season for them.
Yep, it is, especially for the 25 fans they have left as well. All right, well, that'll do it for sports on this Monday morning. Wish we had better news, but congratulations to the U of M fans out there who got themselves treated to quite a game, especially the last few minutes of that game. Well, listen, before I get into topics, the first thing I want to do is thank David Green at the Democratic Socialists of America Detroit chapter for inviting me out on Saturday evening. Chris Mihalakis and I were asked to co-chair this event. We were given the honor and duty to present an award to both Marjorie Mitchell, who is a huge advocate for universal health care, and Steve Babson, who was on the show with us on Friday with People Before Banks. And, of course, he stressed the award wasn't for him. It was for People Before Banks. Ah, Dr. Babson, don't do that to yourself. You are quite an activist and a needed leader in this labor movement, and appreciate what you do, both of you, for what you do for so many selflessly. I had a great evening. The food was wonderful. The company was divine. It was great social opportunity after the election. Saw some good friends there. David Hecker from the American Federation of Teachers. Chairman Mark Brewer was there. Carla Swift, president of the Michigan State AFL. Of course, Chris Mihalakis, the president of the Metro Detroit AFL, and many other labor leaders. A.J. Freer from UAW Local 600 was there, just a great guy. Ran into some listeners, quite a few listeners, in fact, and enjoyed chatting up with them. It was just a great evening. It was a great opportunity to get out. We, of course, celebrated our victories, mourned our defeats, and all agreed that we need to, here it comes, move forward. And, again, we're going to get into more of that on the other side of the next break. But I did have a really great evening and thoroughly enjoyed the company that I kept. Chris Mihalakis' father was there, who was just a great guy. And, yes, we talked about that infamous lamb roast, which we're going to have in the spring for sure. But had a chance to chat with him. You know, the real interesting thing about the evening and all of the personal conversations I had, which were many, was, you know, is there a mandate? And I actually got into a very, well, I don't want to say intense, but a back and forth discussion. And some of you may have seen it on the Facebook page with one of the conservative trolls there. That said, by no means was this election a mandate, and I just went to the Merriam-Webster dictionary and pulled the definition of mandate and posted it, and it certainly fits into the mandate category. But I can see where not everybody would agree. You know, is a mandate, and let's look at percentages. You know, the president basically won, you know, 51-49% over Mitt Romney. He won by 3.5 million votes. By the way, Florida officially called for Barack Obama on Saturday, 332 electoral votes. Is that a mandate? Is that a mandate? And the question, and I want to go back to the election debate. The fundamental debate of the general election was about the economy. It was about jobs. And it was about two very different visions for how we move, again, here it comes, forward. Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan had one plan, cut taxes to the wealthy, trickle down economics, cut Medicare and Medicaid, get rid of entitlements, make government smaller, move the country forward that way, and that we would continue to see economic growth, because if you cut taxes to the wealthy, they will turn around and then take that money and create jobs. Now, we know that's not true, and it's not based in reality, and obviously the majority of Americans that reelected the president saw that. The president's priorities are very different. Tax the wealthiest more, not a disgusting amount more. Tax the wealthiest more. Let the Bush tax cuts retire, which is, by the way, our Facebook poll question of the day today. Should we let the Bush tax cuts expire? And as part of the negotiations on the quote-unquote fiscal cliff, which we're going to talk about in greater detail in the 9 o'clock hour. So we have two very different visions for the country. Was the president and his reelection a mandate to the country that it is time we start thinking more progressively? Now, we talked about this a great deal on Wednesday and on Thursday and on Friday, and I don't think it's a conversation we easily let go of for a variety of reasons. And the biggest one is, it's not that we need to convince people that there's a progressive lean in this country, because there obviously is, but that it is the right direction. And to let go of that argument would be, I think, foolish at this point. And maybe some of it is about convincing those, especially that are more moderate, that it's time to think and look differently at the direction this country is taking. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about moving forward. We've got some audio to get to. Of course, you're always welcome to join us at 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. Let's get to the break. We'll be back with First Shift after this.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by the one and only Honey Baked.
Got some good news on your commute. They've cleared those earlier accidents, but we have picked up a new one on 96 eastbound just before Farmington Road. It's blocking your two left lanes and causing stop-and-go traffic from 275. Now, westbound 696 between DeQuinder and 75, and also on 96 eastbound between Wixom and Beck Roads, got slow traffic in those areas. And Merriman Road, north and south at 96, traffic lights are not working. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
The one and only Honey Baked. You love that one-of-a-kind taste of honey-baked ham, but have you tasted their turkey breast? With a new recipe and the sweet, crunchy glaze you love, their new honey-baked turkey breast could be the beginning of a brand-new holiday tradition. For coupons and to find a store near you, visit honeybakedfoods.com.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be rainy and 57. Tonight, a low of 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 39. And it's currently 56 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
You know it's a good election night when you see Karl Rove have a hissy fit on national television. It came just after 11 p.m. when he heard a TV network declare Obama the winner in Ohio. This was not just any network, but Fox TV, the Republican Party's official propaganda machine. Rove, who is a rabidly partisan GOP hitman, also doubles as a Fox commentator. That network has simply amputated the word conflict from the ethical concept of conflict of interest. But I digress. Rove was just off camera on the Fox set as the on-air anchor team made the call on Ohio. In fact, he was on the phone at the time with a top Romney staffer who was wailing that Fox was wrong, that Romney was winning Ohio. With his right knee jerking furiously, Carl immediately demanded to be put on the air to rebut the network's own professional vote counters. He got what he wanted, publicly chiding his Fox colleagues for being, quote, premature. That prompted an unusual moment of dead air, after which anchor Megyn Kelly said, "Well, that's awkward." Since every news outlet and even Republican officials were by then conceding Ohio to Obama, Kelly asked whether Rove was using his own math just to, quote, make himself feel better. Bingo! Carl the Kingmaker was having a really bad night. He had talked assorted corporations and fat cats into putting some $300 million into his attack ads against Democrats, and he had some big explaining to do. American Crossroads, one of Rove's two political funds, spent $103 million to defeat Democratic Senate candidates, but the return on that investment was a pathetic 1%. This is Jim Hightower saying, John Stewart said that math you do as a Republican to make yourself feel better is a better slogan than the one Fox now has.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today. Tweet, tweet.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All right, welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock. Let's set this up in a couple different ways. Number one, and I want to go back to an exercise, a little homework I had given you on the last couple days of last week, and I'm going to carry it over into this week for a few days as well. I've been asking you folks to send me an email on what you'd like to see the show focus on moving forward, and I've really appreciated so many thoughtful and well-reasoned items that you have presented to me. Many of them actually belong in the same category, and in fact, many of you have said, hey, stay on the path you're on, stay on the local and state stuff, you know, make sure that you continue to do the labor stuff, which is a given, but, you know, you need to keep reminding us of why it is important to be active. Well, that's part of the reason why we're having this discussion at this time this morning. So if you would like to send me, again, your ideas for what we do moving forward, if you have any thoughts, any concerns, you have questions, you just want to make a statement, send it to me. I'm reading them all. I'm responding to some of them, as those of you that have sent them to me know. I haven't been able to respond to everyone because you guys have been great, prolific, love it. Had some great back and forth, quote unquote, email discussions this weekend, and I appreciate that a great deal. Tony@thetonyshow.org. That's Tony@thetonyshow.org. Keep sending it. I will read it. I'll respond when I can. But let's continue to build up that database. Again, I'm starting to see some trends, and I'll get into more of that, in a couple days. But for now, I appreciate those of you that have reached out to me. It has been extraordinary, and I truly do appreciate that, number one. Number two, I had talked about in the last segment and want to quickly go back to, did the president receive a mandate? When he was reelected, is that a mandate? And it cannot be anything but a mandate. Listen, the two very distinct visions for this country was presented, and one of them clearly won, and that was the reelection of President Barack Obama. Let me remind you that 8 of the 9 battleground states Barack Obama won, and the one he didn't win, which is North Carolina, he narrowly lost. And so that is a mandate. There's no question that is clearly a mandate. Now, the president needs to step up and needs to be the progressive guy we need him to be. I'll be the first one to tell you that I'm watching, that I'm paying attention, that I will be demanding, as will you, this president take this mandate and actually do something that moves the country, here we go again, forward. So let's go back to this forward idea before I get to some audio. All right. That was our first word. We certainly presented it. I believe that we have to be not necessarily 100% of like mind, but we have to agree on one thing. And we're going to borrow a little bit of the labor strategy with regard to solidarity. We need to work in concert. We need to move. You know, there's that old saying, you know, being a Democrat is a lot like trying to herd cats. Well, I don't necessarily believe that's true. And I think, you know, we've talked about this in the past. One of the challenges of being a Democrat is we are the big umbrella or the big tent party. We do advocate for far many more issues than Republicans ever do. We always seem to have room for one more cause, one more person, one more action. And I think that's a wonderful thing. I truly do think that's a wonderful thing, but that doesn't mean, and I want to stress this, that it isn't time to prioritize. Now, here's the challenge. When you are an activist, some people are environmental activists. Well, that's going to be their focus. Some people are economic activists. That's going to be their focus. I don't need to do a ton of examples. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to transcend some of this stuff and say, although this is my passion, I understand the importance of this, or I understand why this might need to take priority right now. As it comes to legislative action, I can't again begin to underscore the critical nature of reaching out to our elected representatives, whether that's at the local level, the state level, the county level, the federal level, and making sure that we, again, come together collectively in solidarity, letting them know that we need them to focus and make decisions that advance and move us forward. The more of us that commit to doing that, the more change we will see. It's not, and you know, I absolutely loved what Chris Mihalakis had to say on Thursday. Build relationships with your reps. I don't care at what level that's at. Be professional. Be proactive. And then encourage others to join in this effort. The more of us that stand up, stand out, and demand change, the quicker and more realistic that change becomes. Make sense? I'd like to think it does. I truly like to think it does. All right. Let's, again, I want to congratulate and thank those veterans in this country for a happy and prosperous Veterans Day. We know that there are still massive, massive disservice being done to our veterans, although we do an okay job of not just honoring them, but caring for them after their service and even during their service. There is so much more we can and should be doing. But yesterday, the president, of course, took some time to pay tribute to our veterans. This is what President Obama had to say to them.
It was on this date, the 11th day of the 11th month, 94 years ago, an armistice was signed drawing World War I to a close. Sadly, it would not prove to be the war to end all wars. And so with members of the U.S. military serving here at home and overseas, many in conflict, today on this Veterans Day, we celebrated and honored those who have worn this nation's uniforms and preserved our freedom.
Each year, on the 11th day of the 11th month, we pause as a nation and as a people to pay tribute to you, the heroes over the generations who have served this country of ours with distinction.
We have to remember who fought for our country and who gave us our independence and our freedom. It's our veterans.
If we lose sight of what has been paid as far as the price of our patriotism, then we're lost.
I believe in what they do for our country and support our freedom and defend our country so that we can live free.
In this country, we take care of our own. Especially our veterans who have served us so bravely and sacrificed so selflessly in our name.
Welcome home, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy. And we carry on knowing that our best days always lie ahead.
Americans expressing gratitude for our veterans.
And we do express gratitude for our veterans. We do know as well, and we talked about this last week, that we are not doing enough. And it's not that we don't know what needs to be done, but unfortunately, like everything else in this country, the way we care for our veterans has become politicized. There was a time when that would be unconscionable. It wouldn't even have been part of the conversation. In fact, if we were talking about our veterans and a responsible, proactive plan was put forward, we were guaranteed bipartisan support. Unfortunately, the Republicans have stolen bipartisanship and have decided that everything that has anything to do with money now must come at a greater cost than just the cash itself. It has to be attached to, subtracted from, deleted from, or ridiculed of because they just don't get it. Listen, I'm going to make this as clear as I can possibly make it. And I didn't want to make this partisan, but I didn't pick the fight. I'm just observing it. The Republican Party must understand that they have become profoundly irrelevant. And it's not just because they have truly mired themselves into the politics and have become really the party of white men, older white men. But what they have really done have forgotten that they are elected to serve a constituency, not just a white constituency, not just a male constituency. When your political party decides that the extreme fringe is going to make the decisions for how you do everything, you have to wonder who's in charge. John Boehner should be afraid of himself. He said over the weekend that he is ready for the president to lead, is begging him to lead, is ready to follow his leadership, all the while not knowing what leadership is himself. John Boehner, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't wake up on any given morning and say, I have an obligation to a country. He says, I have an obligation to a minority in my party that is ruining this country. And why is that? Because re-election is more important than redistribution. Re-election is more important than recommitment to our country and its cause. Listen, this isn't just about veterans anymore, but if we're going to stay in that realm, let's be mindful of one critically important fact, that until we agree to work together, until we can find common ground, until we can stop the political suicide that is ruining this country, we will not be able to move forward. And unfortunately, there is one political party that has blood not just on their hands, but all over themselves. And that party is the party of Lincoln, who would be ashamed of those who lead it today. A quick break, more to get to. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll punch back in right after this.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Tonight, more than 200 years after a former colony won the right to determine its own destiny, the task of perfecting our union moves forward.
On 1310 WDTW.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring, drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. Amazing what digs up this fun-loving pup.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now, director of Hellbound, Kevin Miller.
Yeah, well, definitely. And that's something I would say is that this debate over hell, some people might say, I don't need to watch that film. I don't believe in hell. Well, in Hellbound, what we do is we draw a connection between what we believe in and the kind of world we create. And underlying every society is some form of worldview that is going to give rise to an internal set of values, which we externalize into laws and all that sort of thing. And so if the foundation of your worldview includes a God who's ultimately uses violence as a problem solver, we're going to become a very violent people.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Triano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Triano on Facebook. And also follow us
guests.
At Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
We want to hear from you. Interact with First Shift. Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page. Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595. Now, back to the show and Tony.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. I appreciate you punching in with us this morning. Well, one of the things that certainly and definitively comes out of the election, I had posted to the Facebook page on Saturday morning an article out of The Guardian in the UK that gave a really drastic example of what would happen if only white men could vote in this country. If only white men voted, Mitt Romney would have ended up, I believe it was 503 electoral votes. Thank God not only white men vote in this country, and it's been many, many years since that was true. But we do know one thing. Without the minority vote, which isn't so minority anymore, the president would not have been reelected. Now, of that constituency, and I believe, and the numbers might be off just slightly, so don't quote me exactly, but I believe the president got 94% of the black vote and 75% of the Hispanic vote. Well, that Hispanic vote is critical. Even the heinous Sean Hannity last week all of a sudden is a DREAM Act supporter that, yes, all of a sudden immigration should be on the table. Why is that? Well, when you lose 75% of the vote to the other guy, you better take the message. That's right. You better take the message. Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation, talked about the Hispanic vote, and this is what he had to say.
Let's talk a little bit about the election. A lot of talk about your party is going to have to kind of rethink some of its positions. A former chairman of your party said to me the other day, it's the Latinos stupid, meaning you're going to have to do something to find a better way to appeal to Hispanics. What do you think the impact of the election was on your party, Senator, and what needs to be done here?
Well, the one thing we do not need to do is abandon conservatism. In the exit polls of the election, 51% of Americans said the government does too much, not too little. Conservatism would sell with Hispanics. They're hardworking, entrepreneurial, pro-life, pro-military. But the truth of the matter is, the immigration debate that we engaged in 2006 and 2007 has built a wall between the Republican Party and the Hispanic community because of tone and rhetoric. President Bush received 44% of the Hispanic vote in 2004. By 2008, we were down to 31, and in 2012, we're down to 27. This is an odd formula for a party to adopt, the fastest growing demographic in the country, and we're losing votes every election cycle. It has to stop. It's one thing to shoot yourself in the foot. Just don't reload the gun. So I intend not to reload this gun when it comes to Hispanics. I intend to tear this wall down and pass an immigration reform bill that's an American solution to American problem. But we have nobody to blame but ourselves when it comes to losing Hispanics. And we can get them back with some effort on our part.
All right. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York also agrees with that and said he is working with Lindsey Graham on that reform. This is what Senator Chuck Schumer had to say yesterday on Meet the Press.
Let me turn quickly to lessons from this election and where things go beyond this negotiation over the fiscal matters. Senator Schumer, immigration. Are we going to get comprehensive immigration reform? It sounds like if you listen to the House Speaker, they've had a change of heart. They want a comprehensive plan. Is there news to be made on this?
Yeah, I think so. Senator Graham and I have talked, and we are resuming the talks that were broken off 2 years ago. We had put together a comprehensive, detailed blueprint on immigration reform. It had the real potential for bipartisan support based on the theory that most Americans are for legal immigration but very much against illegal immigration. Our plan, just to be quick, does four things. First of all, close the border. Make sure that's shut. Second, make sure that there is a non-forgeable document so that employers can tell who is legal and who is illegal. And once they hire someone illegally, throw the book at them. Third, on legal immigration, that'll stop illegal immigration in its tracks. Third, on legal immigration, let in the people we need, whether they be engineers from our universities, foreign, or people to pick the crops. And fourth, a path to citizenship that's fair, which says you have to learn English, you have to go to the back of the line, you got to have a job, and you can't commit crimes. Right. Graham and I are talking to our colleagues about this right now, and I think we have a darn good chance using this blueprint to get something done this year. The Republican Party has learned that being anti-illegal and anti-immigrant doesn't work for them politically, and they know it.
And they do know it. So there's nothing like an election to focus us on issues that need correcting. All right, 888-552-3595. Let me welcome Tom in Detroit. Good morning, Tom, and happy Monday to you.
And same as well, and same to you, Tony, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. You know what, Tony, I was thinking in terms of the election. Now, in another couple of years, we're going to have what is called a midterm election coming up. And, you know, the thing is, the last time, as the president said, he took a shellacking. I think, and we don't necessarily need to beat it every day, but every now and then we need to raise the issue about folk. Just like Detroit turned out 65% this past Tuesday, November 6th, you should turn out 75%, you know, when this midterm election comes up. Because otherwise, if things are going good, and, you know, we're making progress, hopefully the Grand Obstructionist Party will have come to its senses, okay, and we're making progress. There's midterm elections come up, okay, meaning, you know, representatives that go to Washington will be run to be reelected. And that is very, very important.
But, you know, Tom, not just at the federal level. You know, in 2014, we're going to, again, all of our reps will be up for reelection. Our
That's
Senate
right.
will be up for reelection. Our governor, our Secretary of State, our Attorney General, all of those are up for election in 2014. And we know that in off years, in those midterm years, Democrats don't vote at the same level they do in presidential years. We have to put a stop to that. So when you say we don't have to do it every day, I might disagree with you. I think we do have to remind people every day that we cannot slow down the momentum that we have. And the only way to not slow that down is to stay engaged, Tom.
Okay, well, listen, I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you, but I was just kind of like, for lack of a better word, trying to, you know, not tell you how to do your show. But no, I mean, it's a good thing to, you know, just like, you know, drop a reminder like, hey, folks, don't forget, you know, in such a date and 2 years from now, we're going to have midterm elections. So let's be on our game.
Well, you know, Tom, you and I have been together a long time. You've also seen me speak in person. You know, I always talk about staying engaged. I get very concerned about people taking time off because they have a tendency to, once they step away, that's why one of the things I've always hated about November elections, Tom, is it comes right on the heels of the holidays. That slows everything down. It frustrates me.
That's true.
All right, we got to take a break from the top there. Tom, as always, appreciate the call. Folks, lots of good stuff coming up in the next hour. You're going to want to stay where you're at. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. A very quick top of the hour break. NBC News coming up next. First Shift continues after this.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's.
Got some good news on your commute. They've cleared those earlier accidents, but we have picked up a new one on 96 eastbound just before Farmington Road. It's blocking your two left lanes and causing stop and go traffic from 275. Now westbound 696 between DeQuinder and 75, and also on 96 eastbound between Wixom and Beck Roads, got slow traffic in those areas. And Merriman Road, north and south at 96, traffic lights are not working. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
drive-through McDonald's today, and when you pick up $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your holiday list, you'll enjoy a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be rainy and 57. Tonight, a low of 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 39. And it's currently 56 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Hey, it's Joe. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 AM WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is up next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. Questions swirling around the Petraeus scandal. Members of Congress demanding answers from the FBI on the probe that led to the resignation of CIA Director David Petraeus. NBC's Kristen Welker.
Petraeus was scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill this Thursday about the attack in Benghazi on the U.S. consulate. Now the acting CIA Director, Michael Morell, is expected to testify in his place.
General Petraeus stepping down after acknowledging he'd had an extramarital affair. Lawmakers want to know why the FBI didn't alert them sooner. President Obama is paying tribute to heroes over the generations who have served in the armed forces on the observance of Veterans Day. The president says no ceremony or parade is enough to truly honor that service. Wall Street is looking up. Stock futures point to a higher open. And the sky's the limit for James Bond. Skyfall has set a new franchise record, taking in $88 million over the weekend, $350 million worldwide. This is NBC News Radio. Another issue that has Washington buzzing. Can the so-called fiscal cliff of spending cuts and tax hikes be averted? NBC's Mike Vaccaro says House Speaker John Boehner and President Obama have signaled a willingness to compromise.
Boehner and the president were close to a deal last year. The so-called grand bargain, $4 trillion in debt reduction, including politically sensitive changes to Social Security and Medicare. Many think that blueprint still works.
Still no word on what caused Saturday night's explosion in Indianapolis. Two houses were leveled and dozens of homes damaged. At least two people were killed in the blast. There's less pain at the pump. Gas prices down 36 cents the past month, $3.44 for regular. And start me up yet again. The Rolling Stones celebrating their 50th anniversary as one of the world's premier rock bands by doing what they do best, going on tour later this month. Half a century later, time is still on their side. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
This is Charles Osgood. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local, independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens to your car, home, or business. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
In Crosswell, call the Todd Insurance Agency at 810-679-3371.
Many airline pilots who left the business for other work or were forced out soon may be offered their old jobs back. The industry is facing its biggest pilot shortage in half a century because many senior pilots are reaching the mandatory 65 retirement age all at once. Also, new federal rules are about to kick in. Starting next summer, all new airline pilots must have 1,500 prior flight hours, six times the current minimum. Also, in early 2014, pilots will get more daily rest time, forcing airlines to bring on more pilots. The Washington standoff over the approaching fiscal cliff scared many an investor last week when the Dow retreated 2%. Overseas markets are mostly down today, and analysts give the same reason, the fiscal cliff. Maybe we've had enough of it in the States, though. On this Veterans Day observed, the bond market is closed, but stock exchanges will open. And right now, S&P futures are gaining 3 points. NASDAQ futures up 8, Dow futures rising 18. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My Service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never miss the beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from AccountTemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes, what's that?
On second thought, Bob from AccountTemps could handle payroll too.
Bob.
Call AccountTemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. AccountTemps, a Robert Half Company.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never miss the beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Truman.
And good morning. Welcome back. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Monday, the 12th day of November 2012. A happy Veterans Day to all our veterans out there. You know, it's interesting, and I know many of you know because I talk about my dog, Vinny, all the time. I love that dog, as my son rolls his eyes, I'm sure. But I love that dog, and there are many of us that, our pets are critical. It breaks our hearts when we read stories of difficulty. Many of us know, and I know that I recently shared with you, I do some public affairs programming here at Clear Channel, and I've actually spent quite a bit of time talking about animals, animal rescues, adoptions, pet fairs, that kind of thing, because we need to take care of all. We talked about the open talks about community. Part of that community certainly must include our furry friends, and they are our friends. Anybody that has a pet, no matter what kind of pet that is, knows that they love unconditionally. You know what? I'm just going to be 100% honest with you. When I come home every day, my dog acts like I've been gone for a year and is so excited to see me and loves me so much. How can you not enjoy that? Well, not everybody can. And listen, there are a variety of reasons why people abandon their pets, especially in difficult economies. Some are runaways, some are just strays. Well, an interesting thing happened last week, and I'm going to share a story with you and actually welcome a couple guests to the show. Let me set this up very briefly. My first guest of the two is Andy DiDerossi. Andy is the founder of the Detroit Bus Company. He did something extraordinary. Yep, not just paying attention. As he was driving one of his buses, he came across a stray animal that obviously was in need, and he stopped his bus, coaxed the dog onto his bus, realized that there were some physical issues, and reached out to a group that has actually become very, very important. They're entitled Dog Aid, and Dog Aid is a group of eight women that founded this wonderful, wonderful organization that helps those animals in need. One of their founders is Alexis Richards, who will join us in just a minute. But let me first welcome and say good morning to Andy DiDerossi. And Andy, thanks so much for being with us on First Shift this morning.
No problem.
You know, I got it. Let's tell the story a little bit. We've got some time here. How did this all begin for you?
Yeah, so I was, I'll flesh things out a little bit. I was driving in the North End neighborhood in Detroit, and she ran in front of my bus, and it was a really cold day. It was earlier last week. It was very, very cold. And when, she ran in front of the bus, and when I stopped, she was curled up on the sidewalk, and I went over there, and I took a look at her, and she wasn't doing so hot. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll get her to a rescue of some kind. So I went in the bus and I found the meatiest smelling thing that I could, and I found a beef jerky wrapper. It was the thing that I found that I figured to be most attractive to her. And so I get her attention, but she's not really getting on the bus at this point. So we go over to the party store, and we get a can of hold on one moment. We get a can of Alpo to try to attract her onto the bus, and that did it. She was like, "Yes, this is excellent." So I get her onto the bus, and we're rolling, and she's like curled up on the transition tunnel for the warmth, and she's looking very bad at this point. So I call Alexis with Doggy, and we agree to meet at my shop. They get over there, and they thought that she was pregnant. And so we were all, you know, very excited. I put a little donation page up on the site. And it turns out she wasn't pregnant. She had starvation belly, and so her belly was all full of crud, like garbage, and she was really dehydrated. So they got her over to the vet. And in the meantime, 220 people donated $6,700 so far.
Wow.
Towards her care.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, Andy, I got to ask the obvious question before we turn our attention to Alexis Richards here in just a second. But why did you feel compelled to stop your bus and take care of this animal? I mean, you could have obviously easily just driven on. Do you have a particular interest in pets, or did you just feel it was your duty?
No, I don't know. I don't know what it was. You know, I was driving over to look at a house. You know, I'm working on moving into Detroit, and I saw this pup, and you know, I just thought that I if anyone should, you know, just stop and see how she's doing. You know, she obviously from the driver's seat looked really bad, and so I just wanted to see how she was doing, and it just kind of went from there. You know, it was just. I don't have any particular reason why I did what I did. But,
well, let's call it fate, Andy. Why did you think of Dog Aid to call?
Oh, we worked with them in the past on the Thunderdrome. One of my events at the Durai Velodrome, they came and did an adoption day.
Oh, very good. Well, let's welcome now Alexis Richards to the show. Alexis is a home health care worker and an activist in the best possible way. A mom, obviously, someone that loves her animals. And Alexis, thanks for joining us this morning from Dog Aid.
You're welcome. Good morning.
You know, you heard me wax on and on about my dog. There are a lot of really passionate people about their pets out there. Obviously, Alexis, you are one of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. There are so many dogs in need out there, and Andy's story is just one of them. We were so thankful to Andy for saving her. Like he said, she was in really bad shape, severely emaciated, all of her bones showing. She had just recently given birth. Our vet suspects probably 2 weeks prior to Andy saving her, and unfortunately due to her body condition, that those pups probably did not survive. You know, her system had already started shutting down, and probably another 48 to 72 hours on the street, she would have probably died. So we immediately got her to the vet. We got her system going again, and now she's doing wonderful. She's, you know, we're hoping that she'll make a full recovery. Unfortunately, she's heartworm positive, so we still kind of have a long road to recovery, but that's what we do. We get the dogs healthy, and we get them into wonderful homes.
Well, you know, this is, again, I think this is fate. There's some destiny to this story, and it seems that, and by the way, you guys did name the dog Andy, with an I after Andy DiDerossi, who of course was was the savior. You know, Andy, in a great way, you saved a life. I don't think we should make light of that.
Yeah. I mean, I actually wasn't thinking about any of that kind of stuff. It was just automatic. So, I mean, you wouldn't be able to say no to this face if you saw her. So it was an obvious thing.
Well, Alexis, let's for a moment talk a little bit about Dog Aid and how you guys came to be and the work that you do. And then I'm going to make sure that we get a lot of information out. So if people want to get involved, if they want to donate, if they want to adopt, that we give people an opportunity to do that. How did Dog Aid come about, Alexis?
Well, there is a group of us, there's eight of us, and we all were working with different rescue organizations. All of the activists that are in dog rescue, we're all on Facebook, and we all friend each other, and we'll chat back and forth. Well, the eight of us women had started networking with each other. We had started reaching out to each other, asking questions. Well, what would you do? Can you help me with this? And we realized that by working together, it just made everything a lot easier. So in March of 2002, we put together our Facebook page. We started working together, and right off the bat, we just hit the ground running and became very busy. We wanted to focus more on working with the citizens of Detroit and educating them on proper pet ownership and the importance of spaying and neutering. And we wanted to put in a different component where we would assist low-income families. Because of the economic downturn in Detroit, many of the citizens have lost their job. They can't even afford items such as food, collars, leashes, getting their dogs vaccinated. So what we do on a weekly basis is work. Out in the city, we're in the neighborhoods, we're talking to the citizens, do you need anything? We've got a list of families that we provide food for. So on a weekly basis, we'll go out, we'll stop, we'll drop off food, how's your dog doing? If we notice that they have fleas, we will get them flea preventative. We have resources available to us to guide them to low-cost or free clinics. There are sometimes free programs running to get pets spayed and neutered, which is really key. We're trying to get the citizens to get their pets spayed and neutered. This is how we stop unwanted litters and all of these strays on the streets.
Absolutely. Let me interrupt for just a second. We have to get to the break. So Alexis Richards and Anzi DiDerossi, I'd like to ask you both to stay right where you're at, but we have to take a break here. There's much more to get to. I do want to get some information out, though, before we get to the break. On Facebook, you're going to find Dog. Just search for Dog Aid, DOGAIDE, and you'll find their page, like it, and support them. Their hotline, by the way, 313-744-6DOG, 313-744-6DOG. You can also send an email to DogAid, A-I-D-E, at DogAid.com. Alexis and Andy, stay right where you're at. First shift will continue. If you've got a question or comment on our four-legged furry friends, feel free. 888-552-3595.
First shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Richard, good morning to you. How you doing today?
Great, Tony. Wow, wonderful show, man. Since you've been on, it's been a breath of fresh air, I got to tell you.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your commute, we picked up a couple of new accidents on 75 northbound, the ramp to 94 eastbound. There's an accident reported there. Novi Road northbound, just after 96, accident has your right lane blocked. Now we have the traffic lights flashing red in all directions on Ann Arbor Road at Newburgh, and also traffic lights are not working on Merriman both directions at 96. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be rainy and 57. Tonight, a low of 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 39. And it's currently 56 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Recently on First Shift,
Junior Senator from the state of Michigan, Debbie Stabenow, who joins us now.
Okay, well, we in Michigan are a tough, independent lot. Folks expect you to work hard and earn their vote, and so I work hard to do that every day. And having lived in Michigan my whole life, I feel a real commitment to Michigan to make sure that I'm there in the middle of the fights that are going to make the difference for us.
On 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Got something to tell Tony? We want to hear from you. Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595. Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, back to the show and Tony.
22 minutes after 7 o'clock, welcome back. Two guests with us in this half hour, Alexis Richards with Dog Aid and Andy DeRossi with the Detroit Bus Company. Andy, before we go any further, tell us a little bit about the Detroit Bus Company. What do you folks do besides the obvious?
Yeah, so I started this company earlier in 2012 to address transit issues here in the city. So, you know, I was reading my newspaper one January morning, and it said light rail was dead. And I thought, you know, man, that's so terrible. You know, I thought light rail was really going to be the big change. So I went out and I bought some buses. So every Friday and Saturday we run a service around downtown Detroit, and then from the suburbs to Detroit, people can get down and go have some fun. We're also working on expanding to a commuter service and an airport route, and so we're seeing a huge need for transit in town. So that's just one of the things that we want to solve. You know, that's one of our goals.
What's your website address, Andy?
TheDetroitBus.com.
TheDetroitBus.com. Okay. Now, you had said something about you'd put up a donate page. Was it at thedetroitbus.com?
Yeah, if you go to thedetroitbus.com/savethepup, you'll have the full story of her. You get photos. We're going to log every dime spent on her on there, so donors can see. If you donate, you get signed up for the pup date email that goes straight out to everybody. So it's we're just using tech to kind of share one pup story.
That's awesome. I got to say, Alexis Richards, you must be thrilled that people like Andy DiDerosi are out there, huh?
Absolutely. We are we're so thankful to Andy, and we need more people like this to, you know, stop, get in contact with the rescue to help these pets. It's unbelievable how many strays are on the street and are suffering and have been abandoned by their families. You know, like we said, due to the economic situation in Detroit, a lot of families had to move out, couldn't take their pets with them. Those pets ended up on the street. So that's where we come in. We're really trying to make a difference. You know, I said we've got a three-pronged mission, educating owners, identifying the needs of the community within the city of Detroit, helping them with daily care items, and then, of course, we brought in the emergency aspect of it, where we provide emergency care for those strays that are on the street who would otherwise die without our help. And we get them to the vets, we get them cared for, and then we get them into good homes.
Alexis, is the best way to stay connected with you through the Facebook page?
Yeah, they can visit us on our Facebook page. And that's where our website is still currently in process. We haven't got that up 100% yet, but if you like our Facebook page, you can follow Each Dog Story, and that would be the best place to go for now.
I just think that this is an amazing story. Again, to find them on Facebook, just go to Facebook and search for Dog Aid, DOGAIDE. And, again, the hotline number is 313-7446. D-O-G, 313-7446-D-O-G. You know, I got to guess, Andy DiDerosi, as of course you expand your service with the Detroit Bus Company, you know, you're probably seeing a lot more stray animals out there. You more inclined to stop and pick them up now?
Yeah, we've got a plan to keep some biscuits on the bus so that I don't have to run to a corner store next time. You know, I've told our drivers that if they see a pup in need, and they feel it's safe, that they can stop and pick he or she up, and get them to a rescue organization.
You know, Andy, give us a phone number if people are interested in utilizing the services of the Detroit Bus Company. Do you do individualized service if there's a group?
Yeah, we do small rentals all the time. We help out a lot of nonprofit groups and community organizations because we use big buses that are affordable. Our number is 313-444-BUS-1, and we're open every Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, taking calls.
Very good. 313-444-BUS and the number 1. Well, I want to thank both of you for being with us. Certainly, Alexis, we're going to check in with you to make sure that Andy the dog's okay, because I think Andy the person's doing just fine. At least it sounds like he is anyway. Now, Alexis, actually, I'm going to get in touch with you later on today because I'd like to get you on the public affairs program that I do Sunday mornings here at Clear Channel so we can tell the story of Dog Aid to even a larger audience moving forward.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Great. I want to thank again Andy DiDerosi. Thanks so much for just being the guy you are. How do you thank somebody for being them? But let me just do that. Well, no, listen, I appreciate what you did. You didn't have to do it. Obviously, you've got a real love of animals. You have a real love of the city of Detroit. You took a risk, and it's paying off, I guess, in ways you didn't necessarily anticipate. But I know Andy the dog is very appreciative of Andy the man.
Well, thank you. Yeah, she's sitting right here. She just had her morning breakfast, so she's looking pretty chipper.
There you go. I just heard her bark. And Alexis Richards, thanks again for what you're doing through Dog Aid. We'll look forward to talking to you later on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thanks, both of you, once again. Let me give you all that information again, folks, so that you have it and you're able to plug into it. On Facebook, just search for Dog Aid, D-O-G-A-I-D-E. And then you'll find them, like the page, follow the progress of these dogs. One of the things I love, well, I'll get to that in a minute. The phone number, 313-7446-DOG. That's the hotline if you have an emergency or question. want to remind you that they do adoption programs, they do spay and neutering, they do emergency vet care, they provide food if you are in financial need. These are things that you need to be aware of. And then, of course, the Detroit Bus Company is 313-444-BUS, the number one. 313-444-BUS and the number one. And then their website address is thedetroitbus.com, thedetroitbus.com. One of the things I was going to say that I love about this story is that they've now raised $6,700. They are going to literally track how every dollar is spent so that you know that the donation that you made is being spent on the care of Andy the dog. I think that's amazing. And Andy DiDerossi is obviously one of those passionate people for the city. He's a passionate person for animals, and he's a very compassionate person. Indeed, let's reward him. If you can utilize his service, well, reach out to him either through the website or the phone number that I gave you. And, of course, the dog aid work is critical. It is critical moving forward. And although they are very specifically motivated helping the strays in Detroit, because there are thousands of them, I imagine they would help any animal. I can't imagine that they would say no to anyone. All right, let's take a quick break here, and then we're going to talk about the faces of Medicaid. What happens now that Obama has won? Will the Republicans get their way, or will the mandate that I think we've agreed on exists force the Republicans to, well, think differently about the Affordable Care Act? We'll get to all of that on the other side. Stay with us.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by the one and only Honey Baked.
Checking your traffic, the rain is causing lots of problems on your commute. Let's head over to 94 eastbound at Connor, where accident has your right lane blocked. Still watching the one on 75 northbound, accident reported on the ramp to 94 eastbound. And also Novi Road northbound just after 96, accident has your right lane blocked. Traffic lights flashing red in all directions on Ann Arbor Road at Newburgh, and also traffic lights are not working on Merriman both directions at 96. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
The one and only Honey Baked, where one-of-a-kind Thanksgivings are made. Reserve your delicious ham or turkey online at honeybakedfoods.com. It only takes a moment to reserve your Thanksgiving memories with their convenient online reservations. To make your reservation and to find a store near you, visit honeybakedfoods.com.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be rainy and 57. Tonight, a low of 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 39. And it's currently 56 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
1,000 members of two IBEW locals in Connecticut hope to settle a contract soon once they return to the bargaining table following Superstorm Sandy. The storm left hundreds of thousands without electricity and stretched the resources of the workers to restore power. The union's stated need for more line workers is actually the biggest sticking point in negotiations with Connecticut Light and Power. Melinda Tuhus reports from Berlin, Connecticut.
The contracts of the two locals expire June 1st, and members have been working without a contract. In October, union members overwhelmingly rejected the latest offer from Northeast Utilities, parent company of CLNP. It included a 10% wage hike over 4 years and the offer to hire 30 additional line workers. John Fernandez, business manager with IBEW Local 457, says that's a drop in the bucket of what's needed. He noted that in 1976, the company had one lineman for every 2,000 customers. Now it's one for every 9,100 customers. He adds that due to the lack of hiring, the workforce is older.
This work is physical, it's demanding, and it takes a toll on a person's body.
Fernandez adds that the wage offer doesn't make up for changes in the workers' share of health care costs going forward, which he says amounts to a 100% increase over the course of a future contract. Workers now pay between 10% and 25% of the cost of their family health coverage. Northeast Utilities spokesman Mitch Gross says he's not qualified to speak on the details of health insurance payments. He doesn't dispute Fernandez's numbers about the line workers available, but he says the company hires workers as needed.
As additional work becomes available,
additional help is brought in. That is standard operating procedure across all utilities. Having said that, we have still offered, as part of our negotiations, to hire additional line workers. We continue to have conversations with union leadership, and we hope to have a contract in place soon.
Fernandez says that standard operating procedure has suffered as all utilities have cut back on their workforces.
And because they're running so light on personnel, when it comes time for mutual aid, they're not as willing to give up resources as they used to be because they just don't have enough to take care of their own.
That reality was borne out last year when Connecticut suffered through two major storms within 2 months, both with major power outages that took, in some cases, more than a week to restore. Fernandez adds,
doing more with less. I mean, that's, say, this corporate America. That's what they're after. And it's just, it doesn't play out well in a utility. When you get these big emergencies like we have, you need people who have the experience.
Melinda Tuhus, Workers Independent News, Berlin, Connecticut.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 7 o'clock. Well, with the president's victory and the mandate that I think we've agreed exists, does that mean the Republicans are going to recognize that mandate and play along? Are they going to play fairly? We do know one of the overwhelming victories last Tuesday was the reelection of Senator Debbie Stabenow. She certainly has been a great advocate of taking on keeping our hands off of Medicaid and Medicare and refuses to believe, and rightfully so, that we need to cut that program moving forward. But again, will the Republicans play along? Well, late last week, a coalition of organizations came together to remind all of us that the work that needs to be done in the context of promises made and promises paid into. Let's discuss that in greater detail. Joining me now is Linda Teeter. Linda is the executive director of Michigan Citizen Action, and she joins us this morning on First Shift. Linda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me on.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Tell us a little bit about Michigan Citizen Action before we move forward.
Well, we are a statewide membership organization. We work on issues that we say make a difference in people's daily lives, and certainly Medicaid is one of those.
Yeah, absolutely is one of those, no question about it. You know, let's make this real for a moment. We're talking about real people that would be, and when I say severely affected, I think that I'm underscoring it, but I also don't know that I'm giving it enough weight. This would be a severe, hardship on literally millions of Americans, especially as we start to see baby boomers go into their retirement years, Linda. We need to be careful that we honor some promises, don't we?
We do. You know, Tony, there's 1.6 million Michiganders who receive some form of Medicaid. And I'm so glad you're starting at that point, because the reason we termed the coalition the basis of Medicaid is to give it that these are real people. These are people who are, as one woman, Jan in Marquette, said to me, you know, I'm on Medicaid. I'm in a wheelchair. I stay in my home because of Medicaid. And it's people like that all over Michigan that it is their sort of their lifeline to quality of life.
Yeah, and again, how can we deny them that opportunity? Yet, Linda, we know that there is a philosophy out there, a conservative philosophy out there that says, hey, listen, this program's going broke. As much as we want to honor, and that's the language they use, as much as we want to honor that commitment, and we will, if you're a certain age, after that, we need to change the program. And Linda, as you and I both know, part of the mandate of last Tuesday was, did we want to keep things the way they were, or did we want to voucherize a program that would literally be a disaster for millions of America? And I think America spoke loud and clear on this issue.
Well, absolutely. And Medicaid, Tony, is different than Medicare. Medicaid is a program that's funded by federal dollars and state dollars. So there is no trust fund. It is then a covenant that was set up in 1965 to help seniors, children, people who are low income to have health care and to have this quality of life so that they can move about in their world and thus the bigger world. So the issue right now is to block grant this totally to states, which we know will then result in a reduction in the program. So we want to continue to raise the faces of Medicaid and raise it up to the same level of the importance of we have done with Medicare.
And you're right. And I think that this is a critical conversation to have, Linda Teeter, for a variety of reasons. But one of them is about dignity. One of them, isn't it? It's not just about fulfilling a promise, because, you know, that in and of itself is important. I mean, that's a value. That's a moral. That's something that we need to stand strong by. But this is really a question of dignity. It's about allowing people to live their lives, and they shouldn't be shackled to a wallet or a lack thereof. I mean, we need to make sure that we're caring for those that need care, period. Isn't that part of the covenant we've made with each other over the course of all these decades?
Oh, absolutely. And Tony, probably 65% of the people who receive Medicaid are out working in some way. And they do not get employer-sponsored health care. So it, you know, just think of a community that's a healthy community versus no Medicaid or reduction in Medicaid and a community that is not a healthy community. Children, seniors, people who are out working. And, you know, I really like the name Faces of Medicaid, but also think about what this would mean, not just in Michigan, but all over our country, where we now have a community that's not well and not able to have that dignity. And that's why we think it's really important. We're so glad that, as you led in talking about Senator Stabenow and her support, but we know that we're going to need to raise this with all members of Congress throughout our state and throughout the country.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to go to the phones and take a call and welcome Anthony in Detroit. Anthony, welcome to First Shift. You're on the air with Linda Teeter.
Good morning. I'm glad you're on this topic, and I appreciate her and her organization being out there. And I wish she would state that again, the organization, so I can contact them and do some work with them as well.
That's Michigan Citizen Action, Anthony. Michigan Citizen Action.
Okay. Now, my question is, or statement, now the president, you know, he had his press conference the other day concerning about balancing the budget or trying to eliminate some, cut some of the fat out of the budget, the debt limit, I mean, fiscal cliff, as it were. And during his statement, he said, I'm not going to just balance that on the backs of, you know, children, old folks, hence Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And he said, I'm looking for a balanced approach, meaning he's not just going to do that. I mean, that's on the table. He's going to go into, hopefully don't cut benefits. He's going to put that on the table as a part of negotiations that he's signaling that I would cut some of fat out of the, not fat, but just some of the programs for, for the big three.
Right. And Anthony, I think you bring up a really important topic. So let me ask Linda, thank you for your call. You know, Linda, as we have these discussions, we also need to remind this president that some things need to be taken off the table. I understand the dialogue, but we can't have him cutting Medicare, can we?
No, actually. And Anthony, thank you for calling and thank you for your statement. And we'd love to have you be involved with us. You know, throughout the campaign, you heard Medicare being raised, but not a lot about Medicaid. And the public supports Medicaid. And the reason why coalitions like the one that's forming and growing are important is to not only talk to our members of Congress, but to remind the president that, he's made those statements and how important these are, so that when you go in those negotiations, that issue is not on the table, that it's so important to the quality of our community.
Yeah, Linda, before I forget, give us the web address that we can find Michigan Citizen Action at.
Absolutely. www.mich.org.
Okay. We'll make sure that we get that up on our Facebook
Great.
Page as well. I want to make this very clear, and I actually get offended when Medicare or Medicaid is called an entitlement. I get offended when it is presented as some kind of gift. It is not a gift. It is a right. And certainly the Affordable Care Act, Linda, when it's fully implemented, and I really believe this with all my heart, when it is fully implemented, people are going to say to themselves about 6 months into this, why didn't we always have this? Well, it doesn't matter. We've got it now. So I think that the ACA ultimately bolsters what we need to do. But until we get to that point, and even beyond getting to that point, we need to make sure that those that need access to care get that care, period. There should be no gray area on that.
Well, absolutely, and you know the you raise a really good issue, because the other issue in the states now is for Governor Snyder to acknowledge the expansion of Medicaid here, so that another 500,000 to 800,000 people are covered, and you know, I think, Tony, you're absolutely right that it is important that our communities and our people are well. It impacts all of us, not just that person, but think about everyone that touches, that when someone's well, how well we function as a community.
Now, you know, one of the things that there are a lot of things we could talk about, but if we're able to keep people in their homes, they heal quicker, they get better faster, they're more comfortable. That saves money. I could go on and on and on, Linda Teeter. At the end of the day, what people need to understand is that this isn't just about compassion. It's not just about doing the right thing. This is about the basic values and morals of a society that must protect its own. And it goes back to that simple biblical thought, folks. I am my brother's and sister's keeper. Linda, we're just out of time for today. I have a feeling we're going to stay connected.
I hope we will. This is going to be something that's going to take place over the next couple of years, Tony. So I hope that we will stay connected often.
Absolutely. MishCitizensAction.org is the website address. Thank you so much. State Senator Steve Vita on the other side.
First Shift with Tony Trivia.
I'll pay higher taxes. I look at it this way. I can pay higher taxes and people can have jobs, or I can pay lower taxes and I have my kid's teacher asking me for a loan because she's going to lose her house, which is true.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Chip with Tony Triano.
Attorney Jana Nessel.
I had as a neighbor of mine, he could watch my kids, and this woman is she's a card-carrying member of the Republican Party, and she knew I was working on this case. And when I came to pick my kids up, she said, you know what, yes, you know, we are fiscal conservative, but our family still believes in equal rights for everyone. And it really touched me, because I thought there's a lot of people out there that they may not be Democrats, they may not be liberals, they don't believe in this kind of discrimination. They still think this is wrong.
Yeah, you know, Dana, well, it continues to confound me. If there's one topic that should be nonpartisan, it should be human rights. It just should be.
On 1310 WDTW.
Need a boost to be your best? Drink SK Energy Shots. None of the bad stuff in it, so you never crash or get the jitters. Just a smooth rush of energy that tastes great. New SK Energy Shots. Powerful, pure energy. Available at Rite Aid, GNC, CVS, and your local retailer.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Got something to tell Tony? We want to hear from you. Call now. 888-552-3595. Every voice matters. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
Welcome back. We continue with First Shift, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Chairman Mark Brewer coming up in the next hour. Blog roll segment with eclectablog.com's Chris Savage will be along as well, and obviously we'll take a little more post-mortem at the election and move on from there. Listen, it is really important as we move forward. I think that the last segment is a great example of an issue that we need to hold on to. And, you know, many of us don't understand the difference between Medicare and Medicaid. That's not what my point is. They're both critical programs. Medicaid gets more attention than Medicare. But let me just, you know, again, fundamentally, at a very foundational level, when we talk about taking care of ourselves, we talk about taking care of our neighbors, our mothers, our fathers, our children. You know, Medicaid and Medicare often affect families that with younger people, you have perhaps a tragedy that happens and you know, one of the parents passes, and you'd be amazed at how many people desperately need these programs, and it becomes, again, a challenge to me from a very real standpoint to think that we would consider cutting funding. The Governor Snyder would love to cut funding to the state portion of Medicaid, would love to do it because he is a fiscal conservative neocon who doesn't really care about the health and welfare of people. He cares about saving money. And at a time when we need to expand Medicaid and expand Medicare, and we do need to do that, Republicans are talking about cutting it. And again, these are expenses that are borne both at the state and the federal level, and I understand that. But we need to find a better way to fund it. We need to make sure that we are using it appropriately and that we better define its need, right? I think that those are important issues, ladies and gentlemen. And at the end of the day, if you do not see this as a right, then you just don't care. You just don't care. And to me, this fundamentally goes back to a very simple argument. And let me share this with you in a real way. Those of you that have don't really care about those that don't have. You hear me? Those of you that have don't care about those that don't have. Now, not all of you. In fact, we could actually break this down by party. We can break it down by demographic. One of the reasons that President Obama won this election is because younger people went out to vote. Younger people get this better than older people. And that I'm not being discriminatory. I'm not being insulting. Younger people are more open-minded. Even Republicans that are younger are more open-minded. They understand certain realities. One of those realities, okay, is a simple one. And it is just, I mean, fundamentally a very simple reality. that we have grown up in a more diverse society, that we are more accepting of alternative lifestyles. It's just one of the realities that we live in, and it's okay. It's called evolution. We evolve. So you stop and you think about that. It makes all of this make sense. Somebody had just sent me a graphic, and the source on this is NBC. Okay, so that's my source. This is how the vote breaks down in 2012. 93% of African Americans voted for the president. 73% Asian voters. 71% Latino voters. And 54% female voters. Stop and think about that. Why are you guys asking me the question you're asking me? Somebody come on the air. Okay, well, I don't see that he's on the line. So if he's on the line, then tell me he's on the line. Is he on the line? Okay. Anyway, let's just focus on our realities. And our realities is we're living in a much more diverse world. We're living in a time where we need to start being more accepting of what's happening around us. Let me turn my attention now to my next guest. As we had talked about on the show, Democratic leader Gretchen Whitmer joined with her colleagues a couple days ago to talk about radical change. Part of that change, and then it's needed change, would include eliminating the position of Secretary of State. Many of you, during the show, after the show, in fact, I spent a good 4 hours after I got done voting helping many of you report problems. Joining us now is State Senator Steve Vita, that's here to talk to us about these changes. And Senator, first of all, it's great to talk to you. I hope you're well.
I am, and good morning, everybody. You know, those veterans out there, I'd like to wish them a happy Veterans Day.
Absolutely. Let's talk just fundamentally about what the idea is here, Senator Vita. What do we need to do? Because we know things did not work as planned on last Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. People keep talking about some minor changes or putting Band-Aids on a broken system, and really this is something we need to really look at, building and rebuilding a new modern system of voting, really from the ground up. You know, we talked to Michael Brannington, the former Ingham County clerk last week. He was adamant about this when we talked to him the other day. We need to emphasize that the system is broken and needs to be completely rebuilt. It just can't be slightly improved. People were waiting at the polls for hours in some places. I understand in an area of Grand Rapids, they were at the polls till 11 o'clock at night. That's just crazy.
But, Senator, it wasn't always this way. I mean, the Richard Austin years, it wasn't like this, and we had more people voting than we do now. So what's the problem? Is it the Secretary of State's office?
Well, that's a good question, and you're going a little bit before my time frame with Richard Austin. But I think you're dealing with a number of things. One, the ballot seems to have been beginning a little bit longer. We had 7 ballot proposals that we had. We also, because of the consolidation elections, there were a lot of things like school board elections that were appearing on this ballot this fall. And I think that led to both a lot of voter confusion, but you know, people wanted to take their time to vote. And there's some very easy things that we can do right now, actually, that many other states do. We could have early voting, early in-person voting, non-excuse absentee voting, or no-excuse absentee voting, something I've been proposing all 3 terms in my House and then in the Senate. I've proposed that. This would all be stuff that would help speed the process up, make it more user-friendly. I mean, it's your right to vote. You know, government puts some of these artificial barriers in front of people's ability to vote, and it slows the process down and makes it more inefficient. And these are some things that we need to look at.
Absolutely. And certainly one of the things, and unfortunately we're just about out of time, but one of the things we also need to take a look at is the training of poll workers. I've got to tell you, Senator, I hate to tell you this, I actually end up training the poll workers. I know more about the process than they do.
Yeah, that is a problem, and I've seen that sporadically in different areas, that we definitely need to improve the training of election inspectors to avoid confusion at the polls. Absolutely. It's been I heard a situation where we had a student trying to vote, and the student showed their their valid ID, except for the address on the ID didn't match what was registered at the polls. Well, all you're supposed to be doing is showing your license to prove who you are.
Right.
And he had the license, he had his home address back in another area of the state, and he's registered to vote at that.
I hate to interrupt you. We're just out of time. We're going to continue to follow this, and we'll have you back soon, folks. Top of the hour.
Sounds good.
10 WDTW, Continuous Traffic Watch.
Checking your traffic, the rain is causing lots of problems on your commute. Let's head over to 94 eastbound at Connor, where accident has your right lane blocked. Still watching the one on 75 northbound, accident reported on the ramp to 94 eastbound. And also Novi Road northbound just after 96, accident has your right lane blocked. Traffic lights flashing red in all directions on Ann Arbor Road at Newburg, and also traffic lights are not working on Merriman, both directions at 96. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be rainy and 57. Tonight, a low of 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 39. And it's currently 56 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this top of the hour NBC News.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dirk Van. Lawmakers say the revelations of ex-CIA chief David Petraeus' extramarital affair have hit like a lightning bolt. They want answers from the FBI on why they weren't told sooner about the probe that led to General Petraeus' resignation. NBC's Andrea Mitchell.
This week, House and Senate intelligence leaders are going to be raising questions about why the FBI did not notify them sooner. And they're also opening a broader inquiry into the CIA's handling of Benghazi.
There's growing concern about whether Republicans and Democrats can compromise on tax hikes and spending cuts, or face that so-called fiscal cliff January 1st. Wall Street concerned that a lack of agreement would trigger another recession. Less pain at the pump. AAA says gas prices have fallen 36 cents the past month, average for regular $3.44 per gallon. And Americans are still smoking. 44 million still smoke cigarettes. But CDC says those who do are lighting up less often, while smoking among young adults has dropped from 24% to 19%. This is NBC News Radio. What happened in Indianapolis? That massive explosion that tore up a middle-class neighborhood Saturday night, killing at least two people. NBC's Ron Allen.
Investigators don't know what caused the explosion. It was an incredible blast heard miles away from here. Two people died, 200 people were forced to flee their homes, and now, for many, there's nothing left.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo planning to ask the feds for at least $30 billion for disaster relief from Hurricane Sandy. Power outages and gas shortages still widespread 2 weeks after the disaster. It's official, America leads the world in bag fees. Stats show U.S. airlines bring in far more revenue from bag fees and other charges than foreign carriers, and those fees are still taken off. And travel agents are abuzz over Colorado and Washington, the first states to legalize the recreational use of marijuana, prompting speculation about Amsterdam-style drug tourism, along with the inevitable jokes about Colorado's official song, Rocky Mountain High. I'm Dirk Van, NBC News Radio.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free million-bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-713-9768. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv 100% risk-free and also receive our fast-acting refining mask and green tea moisturizer free when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive. You'll receive a 60-day trial 100% risk-free, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-713-9768. There's no financial risk. Get your 100% risk-free trial giveaway of Proactive, including two free extras. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-713-9768. That's 1-800-713-9768.
Increasingly, it's Black Friday in name only. This morning, Target and Toys R Us both have announced that their doors will open with full Black Friday promotions on Thursday. So now Walmart, Kmart, Sears, and Toys R Us will open 8 p.m. and Target at 9 on Thanksgiving Day. JCPenney, which early this year abandoned all sales and promotions in favor of a one-price-for-all strategy, has watched its sales free fall ever since. So starting Black Friday, which as far as we know is still the real Black Friday, at least one Penney promotion is back. Penney will hand out more than 80 million holiday buttons to customers in its stores. On the backs of the buttons are codes to win prizes, such as a trip to Disneyland. New reports showing near-dormant economic activity in China reawakening are helping Wall Street think about something other than fiscal cliff worries for one morning. S&P futures now gaining 5 points. NASDAQ futures up 12. Dow futures up 29. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Nerlman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Nerlman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes, what's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
We are in strange times. Politicians would rather fight against each other instead of for the country. People worry about Wall Street daily. But what about Main Street? Who was on our side? What do we have going for us? We've got First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
On 1310
WDTW.
Good morning. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock as we go into the second 2 hours of our Monday morning program. It is the 12th day of November 2012. Happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans and active military that serve us so proudly. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We have a great hour of radio planned for you. In fact, the rest of the show is pretty dynamic, and so excited to bring that to you. But, of course, it's Monday, and it's 8 o'clock. That means one thing. An introduction, please.
The Michigan Democratic Party Chairman,
Mark Brewer.
They're partying on Mackinac Island this weekend. The fate of our school kids, our police and firefighters, our unemployed is hanging in the balance. But do the Republicans care about that? No. They'd rather party on the island and get their job done in Lansing.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Mark Brewer.
And it is that time once again. We welcome back the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer. And, Mark, it's great to have you back on the program. It was wonderful seeing you on Saturday evening.
Yeah, great to see you, Tony. Glad to be with you, as always.
Listen, lots to talk about today, but certainly we need to talk about what we've accomplished in the last week. And since we've last talked to you, well, we've got some good news. We reelected a president here in the state of Michigan by a pretty profound number.
Yeah, Tony, and I think it's important to give this some context now. We've now won Michigan for Democratic nominee for president 6 times in a row. Not even FDR carried Michigan 4 times in a row when he was running and serving as president. So Michigan Democrats, the team here in Michigan, has done a pretty remarkable job Republican hasn't won this state since 1988, which is pretty amazing, pretty amazing. And then last Tuesday, we put the president over the top by about 9 points. Wasn't even close, despite all the predictions and the hype by the Republicans. And you got to think, Tony, if the Republicans can't win Michigan with a guy named Mitt Romney in what is admittedly a tough economy. I mean, the president set his own record last week. No incumbents ever been elected in these kind of economic conditions. You got to wonder if the Republicans are ever again going to be able to carry Michigan at the presidential level. They're just so out of touch with our voters here that we've been a solid blue state now for 6 elections in a row.
All right, now, Mark, let's move over to Senator Stabenow's reelection for just a moment. Then I kind of want to put this together in a different light. So let's talk about that victory, which was, again, another profound victory for Democrats.
Oh, yeah, no, Debbie Stabenow winning by 20 points. This is her second landslide victory in a row back in 06. I think the margin was about 17 or 18 back then. And this is a tribute, really, to her record. I mean, she just had an outstanding job, whether it's coming to the aid of the domestic auto industry, fighting for the Great Lakes, you know, her leadership on the Ag Committee. She's truly developed, even though she's a very progressive legislator, bipartisan support. I mean, she got groups like the Detroit Chamber of Commerce and the Farm Bureau to support her because they recognize her effectiveness. But again, Tony, there, 6th U.S. Senate victory in a row in this state. I mean, we got 2 outstanding U.S. senators, and they're the biggest reason for that, between Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow. But the Republicans have not been able to lay a glove on them in the last 6 U.S. Senate elections. It's pretty remarkable.
It is pretty remarkable. So let's talk for a minute, Mark, about the Republican brand here in the state of Michigan. You know, certainly they did have some success on the congressional level, but we also see, and we can bring into this conversation what happened in Macomb County, where they've increased their Democratic majority on the county commission. We could talk about what happened in Oakland County, where every Democrat was reelected, and we expanded that by 2. Even Kevin Hawley did quite well in the executive's race against the very popular Brooks Patterson. I'll admit that up front. He's not an easy guy to beat. But, Mark, we are seeing the Republican brand weakened with every – and then look at what's happening again in Oakland County. We're seeing the Republican brand weakened with every 2-year cycle. That can only bode well for Democrats, but we'll put that aside for just a moment. What do the Republicans need to do to become relevant again, Mark? Maybe we don't want to have that conversation.
Well, I think you can see not only here in Michigan, Tony, but nationally – what's going on? I mean, frankly, the United States Senate would be controlled by the Republicans today, but for these Tea Party candidates, whether it was that Sharon Angle and McDonnell back in 2010, you may recall, this time Aiken Murdoch, and I would put Hoekstra in that category, the way he pandered to the right wing, the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party during that primary. And here in Michigan, when they put up those kinds of candidates, the voters reject them. When they have people who are more moderate, or at least have a more moderate image, like they tried to do with Snyder in 2010 successfully in that case, they're able to get folks elected. So they face a real choice as a party, both nationally and in Michigan. Are they going to continue to kowtow to the Tea Party wing of the party, which may give them energy and boost their grassroots, but it also is costing them elections very demonstrably?
Well, there's no question about that, and certainly some of that has to sit on the shoulders of the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, Bobby Shostak. I mean, this shows, Mark, in my opinion, a severe lack of leadership. He is not leading. You can't lose as profoundly as they do at the top of the ticket and say they're relevant. They're not.
Well, yeah, they've got real problems. I did a television show over the weekend with Shostak where, for internal political reasons, he's defending these Tea Party folks. And we should loop in this, Tony, in this thought here. The reason the Republicans are able to win some congressional seats and the legislature, what's protecting them are their gerrymanders. We need redistricting reform in this state. If we had fair districts last Tuesday, Democrats would be in charge of the state legislature. We took a majority of the legislative vote statewide, easily, clearly, Democrats did. Why do we only have 51 seats? Because the districts are drawn in a way that are biased against Democrats. Same thing in the congressional races. Dr. Taj and others ran a great campaign against that Tea Party guy, Bentivoglio. But the district is gerrymandered. It's just too much of a climb uphill when the districts are biased like that. That's what's keeping the Republicans in power in Oakland County as well, with the gerrymander, the manipulation of the redistricting process and the county commission. So time after time when you see that, that's what's propping them up, not appeal to the voters.
Well, I have to agree with you. I have to ask you this question. The Tea Party Express was here, I don't know, about 3 weeks ago. The National Tea Party Express, which is the largest sect of the Tea Party. And they said that if Janice Daniels was recalled, it severely hurts their brand. Well, she was recalled, Mark, and recalls are not easy at any level. And she was pretty handily recalled. So is this the beginning of the end of the Tea Party, or do we need to be careful not to believe that hype?
I wouldn't believe it yet. I mean, they've shown remarkable resilience inside the Republican Party. But this is another example. Janice Daniels was not able to hide behind a gerrymander, right? She had to run citywide, even in a city like Troy, which has got a lot of conservative Tea Party Republicans. They rejected her. So you got the rejection of Hoekstra. You got the rejection of Janice Daniels. I think there's a lesson here for the Republicans. It remains to be seen whether Bobby Shostak and Rick Snyder and the rest of them learn that lesson.
Well, it will be interesting to see if they do. Now, you know, Mark, let's. I want to take it. We've got the break coming up, so I'll get to that after the break. Let us though talk about that 59-51 split. We were literally within 3,200 votes of there being a tie in the House. 3,200 votes, Mark. That's progress.
Oh no, it's great progress, Tony. But again, I think it's a factor of the gerrymander. We shouldn't have had to get that close. We should be in the majority in the House today, but for that gerrymander. Those seats are scattered all over the state. We came within 800 votes of unseating the corrupt Speaker of the House, Jase Bolger, in a seat that's 57% Republican, diehard Republican. We almost knocked him off, and there are other seats all over the state. So, again, I think and I hope that there's a message there that the Republicans in the legislature should listen to in terms of how upset folks are with their agenda of the last 2 years.
Well, let's, for a minute, go back to the Republicans, Mark, and I want to ask you this. The Republicans in the legislature and the House reelect Jase Bolger as the Speaker. He's under investigation. He may be found to be guilty. Why would they renominate and then reelect him as the Speaker?
Well, again, Tony, I think it's just another example of their arrogance. You've seen this throughout this whole process, right, that, you know, the Republican prosecutor in Kent County, you know, just blasts him, even though he refuses to prosecute. Others blast him, but he continues to run for reelection, proclaim his innocence, cover up his involvement in the election rigging scheme. Now he's under grand jury investigation, and they double down. Now we have each of those Republicans, the 59 Republicans in the next legislature, have said, we stand by Jase Bolger, his corruption. And we saw the governor and the lieutenant governor and the attorney general do the same thing during the election. I mean, this arrogance is just incredible. And, again, I hope people around Michigan are observing this and taking into account going forward.
Well, I do believe, and certainly that it was reflected in this program, and I understand that we appeal to, you know, a very partisan audience, but whether it's people calling the show or the emails that I get or the tweets that we follow, you know, Mark, there is a concern amongst moderate Republicans, and they are still out there, that they no longer have a place to call home.
Well, I think that's right. Between the Tea Party and what you've got going on with Bolger and the cover-up. I mean, Ruth Johnson's been part of the cover-up. Bill Schuette's been part of the cover-up. Snyder has been aiding and abetting the cover-up by standing with Bolger. I mean, they are just, the Republicans are just so fixated on holding on to power, Tony, and pushing their ideological agenda, that normal standards of behavior, such as not getting involved in violating the criminal laws, don't seem to apply. At least they don't think they should apply to them.
All right. Chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer, my guest. We've got to get to a quick break. Brooks and Novi, you will be up next. Feel free to call us, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Chip with Tony Trivano.
I've always thought it as something that's still holding the country back. You choose to love whoever you love. It's no different than discriminating against blacks. It's discrimination, plain and simple.
On 1310 WDTW.
I think it's the right thing to do. So whether it costs them votes or not, it's really not about votes. It's about people.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your rush hour traffic, let's head over to the Southfield Freeway southbound just before 94. Accident has your left lane blocked and stop and go traffic from 8 Mile. 75 northbound, accident is blocking the left lane at the beginning of the ramp to 94. And we got traffic lights malfunctioning on Ann Arbor Road at Newburgh, Merriman at 96, and University Drive at Updike. So, of course, use caution in those areas. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be rainy and 57. Tonight, a low of 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 39. And it's currently 56 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
feed pouring, drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. We are going to go to the phones. Remind you, as always, if you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Brooks in Novi to the show. Brooks, you're on the air with Chairman Mark Brewer.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Mark. First of all, Mark, I want to compliment you. Boy, I'll tell you, I find myself disagreeing with you all of the time, but you are very professional and very good at what you do. The point I wanted to make to both of you is I personally believe, and this is just my opinion, that you're misreading who the Tea Party people are. The Republican Party has obviously worked tirelessly to co-opt this movement. But the Tea Party people are more a mindset. They're not a conglomeration of partisan politicals that are in alignment with the Republican Party. There are a bunch of people, and I consider myself one as well, although I am a conservative, not necessarily affiliated with the Republican Party, but obviously would find it very troubling to find most Democrat candidates supporting positions that I support. The problem is we recognize there's a serious problem with government spending. Government is growing unchecked right now. It is propagating itself to grow even faster and larger with issues like baseline budgeting, where just automatically they spend more the next year because you just do that every year. And that's not the way we live out here in the real world. And I can assure you, you're going to find an awful lot of people on the left, even partisans, that if they sat down and had an open, honest, intellectual exchange about the issues that concern all of us, about the legacy we're preparing to leave our children, which is a bankrupt country, there is no special interest, there is no political party or group, there is no program that is off the table as far as the need to address the fact that we are spending ourselves into a hole we cannot get out of, and our children won't be able to either.
All right, Brooks, that's
what it's about.
All right, thanks for your comments. I want to give Mark a chance to respond to that. Mark, go ahead.
Well, Brooks, I appreciate that. Democrats are concerned about the debt and the deficit as well. That's why the president thought he had a deal with Speaker Boehner last year, which would have reduced the deficit by a cumulative $4 trillion over the next 10 years. But as we understand it, because of the so-called Tea Party wing in the House caucus there in Washington, Boehner was not able to make that deal. So I think the Tea Party, rightfully or wrongly, gets blamed for a lot of the intransigence at the federal level that's keeping us from moving forward, and I hope that attitude will change.
You know, it's clear, and I want to, you know, I feel at some level, Mark, I feel a little bit of empathy for people like Brooks that has to align themselves perhaps with a political party they don't embrace. Unfortunately, and for them, that's their reality. One of the things, and we talked about this earlier on in the show today, Mark, you know, one of the things the Democrats have always been extremely good at is making sure that no matter how big the tent needed to be, we just made the tent bigger. We've never turned down an issue in need or something that needs attention, or we're not afraid to advocate for something that's outside the box. And I think that's part of what makes the Democratic Party so special. Maybe that's what attracted me to it to begin with. And you know, and as Republicans and Tea Party people and libertarians, as they start to make the issue smaller, I think it's choking them, Mark.
Oh, it is. It is, Tony. And also, too, and Brooks may not be guilty of this, but a lot of others in the Tea Party movement are. You know, they support people like Aiken and Murdoch, who say things like, you know, God intended rape-induced pregnancy. And they say things like, we should repeal the Lilly Ledbetter law, or we should not have direct election of United States senators. So folks who have legitimate issues, like Brooks, get tainted by this other group of folk who are all in the Tea Party movement and have these much more extreme, out-of-the-mainstream views. And that's why the Tea Party is so unpopular now, because people see these extreme views and they reject them.
Let me transition from that. I think this is a nice segue into, I wanted to have a conversation about Oakland County. You know, there are some that claim the Tea Party was really, in Michigan, the its stronghold was in Troy, which there's some reason to believe the truth to that statement. And, of course, they are in the heart of Oakland County. But, Mark, we are seeing Oakland County with every cycle, as I said a little earlier, becoming more and more blue. Why do you think the Democratic Party has become more relevant in what was once really a firewall for Republicans?
Well, I think three reasons, Tony. We've got a good party structure there. Frank Houston and the previous chairs done a really good job. There's good local Democratic clubs. Good party structure, good candidates. They've been fairly good candidates. But there are two other factors. Now, Brooks Patterson would like you to believe, well, it's just Democrats moving into Oakland County. That is true. There are more Democrats moving in. But the other reason is that the extreme views, and Brooks Patterson himself has observed this, the extreme views of people like Tom McMillan and others are driving moderate Republicans and independents to vote for Democrats. So it's not just the demographics of the county, which are changing, but it's the increasing conservatism of the Republican Party. And I would say whenever Brooks Patterson decides to retire, Democrats have an excellent chance of winning the county exec's job. The only reason Republicans are holding it is because it's Brooks Patterson and his name recognition he's built up over the years. So a number of factors, but you're right, Tony. It is no longer the bastion, no longer the pillar of the Republican Party. Heck, they haven't carried it in several presidential elections. They haven't carried it in a Senate election or a gubernatorial election other than 210 in a long time. It's not the county they used to be able to count on to give them statewide victories in Michigan.
Well, and I think one of the more remarkable examples of that is the Water Resource Commissioner race, where you have the current but soon to be former Water Resource Commissioner with $450,000 to spend, losing to a guy that raised $25,000. That guy is Jim Nash. He was on with us many times throughout this election cycle, and I think once again proving the point you just made that the candidates are excellent and people will vote for the right person.
That's right, and there's some real justice there, Tony, with Jim Nash and Lisa Brown winning. They were basically forced out of their existing offices by the Republican gerrymander of the county commission and of the legislature. And not only are they great candidates, they're going to be great countywide officials, but the sweet justice of them going on to winning higher, bigger office after the Republicans gerrymandered them out is just too sweet to contemplate.
Yeah, well, no, I agree with that. Mark, before we let you go, we're just about out of time. We need to continue to work. We really don't have time to take off, do we?
No, there's a lot at stake in 214. You know, the governor's going to be up for re-election. We got Bill Schuette, another guy who's heading down the Tea Party path. Ruth Johnson and her disastrous administration of elections, whether it's overseas ballots or this huge controversy we had over the citizenship checkbox of the entire legislature, two more seats on the Supreme Court, Tony. So we're already planning, thinking very hard about 214. We don't have any time to waste.
Absolutely. Mark, as always, appreciate your time, appreciate your leadership, and we'll look forward to next Monday.
Thank you, Tony. Take care.
Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, MichiganDems.com. Let's take a break. Eclectablog.com. Chris Savage joins us in our blog roll segment right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your rush hour traffic. Let's head over to the Southfield Freeway southbound just before 94. Accident has your left lane blocked and stop and go traffic from 8 Mile. 75 northbound, accident is blocking the left lane at the beginning of the ramp to 94. And we got traffic lights malfunctioning on Ann Arbor Road at Newburgh, Merriman at 96, and University Drive at Updike. So, of course, use caution in those areas. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be rainy and 57. Tonight, a low of 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 39. And it's currently 56 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
You know it's a good election night when you see Karl Rove have a hissy fit on national television. It came just after 11 p.m. when he heard a TV network declare Obama the winner in Ohio. This was not just any network, but Fox TV, the Republican Party's official propaganda machine. Rove, who is a rabidly partisan GOP hitman, also doubles as a Fox commentator. That network has simply amputated the word conflict from the ethical concept of conflict of interest. But I digress. Rove was just off camera on the Fox set as the on-air anchor team made the call on Ohio. In fact, he was on the phone at the time with a top Romney staffer who was wailing that Fox was wrong, that Romney was winning Ohio. With his right knee jerking furiously, Carl immediately demanded to be put on the air to rebut the network's own professional vote counters. He got what he wanted, publicly chiding his Fox colleagues for being, quote, premature. That prompted an unusual moment of dead air, after which anchor Megyn Kelly said, well, that's awkward. Since every news outlet and even Republican officials were by then conceding Ohio to Obama, Kelly asked whether Rove was using his own math just to, quote, make himself feel better. Bingo! Carl the Kingmaker was having a really bad night. He had talked assorted corporations and fat cats into putting some $300 million into his attack ads against Democrats, and he had some big explaining to do. American Crossroads, one of Rove's two political funds, spent $103 million to defeat Democratic Senate candidates, but the return on that investment was a pathetic 1%. This is Jim Hightower saying, John Stewart said that math you do as a Republican to make yourself feel better is a better slogan than the one Fox now has. Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Recently on First Shift,
Pastor Reverend D. Alexander Bullock.
If we're organized, then we can push the elected officials to represent the people, to make sure that resources are expanded and spread throughout the region in a way that is equitable and helpful for all people. We should have no child left behind, no community left behind. We should not have a race to the bottom, but there should be a floor for the poor and indeed a roof for the rich.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani
on 1310 WD.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy.
We make a difference when you give your voice. What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595.
You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 8 o'clock. I want to thank the chairman for his service to this program. Of course, we have that 8 o'clock hour, so it's the bottom. That means one thing. Another introduction, please.
Leading the charge for online truth and a vision that transcends the minutia and delivers information that impacts us all.
There's plenty of folks out there that feel pretty strongly about this. Even though labor may not be formally involved, you know, I guarantee there's going to be a lot of folks out there that are disgusted with what's been going on with the Snyder administration.
Welcome back to First Shift, this week's blog roll.
The next hard part starts. We have to get people to vote for this repeal, and I guarantee you there'll be money flooding into not a state to fight against it.
From the Collect-A-Blog, Chris Savage.
Yes, joining us now, just a week ago, he couldn't imagine making time, but that's okay. He was very focused, and we talked a lot about GOTV, Get Out the Vote. Well, in Chris's area, it mattered, especially for the president, the senator, Debbie Stabenow, and the newly minted Representative Gretchen Driscoll. Chris Savage, welcome back to First Shift.
The Driscoll, that success was probably the sweetest of all of them for me. That was wonderful.
Well, and that was really about Get Out the Vote, wasn't it?
It truly was, absolutely was, because, you know, just like most of the districts in the state, you know, they were made much more difficult for Democrats, and she was up against a pretty well-funded and well-known Republican. So, you know, she had a really tough battle on her hands, and she succeeded. It was really, really impressive. Very satisfying.
Well, you know, you survived GOTV. You've got a blog up on up at a collective blog about, well, I specifically want to talk about Betty, but it was a great blog about the staff there and you know, of course, all the big money they were making. Ha ha.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the amazing thing about it this time around is that, you know, in Washtenaw County in 2008, we had, I think, 7 or 8 staffers working in Washtenaw County. This year we had 2. About 3 with the regional field director, but you know, they did more with fewer paid staff this year than they had in 2008, and that's because they kept the ground game in place through, you know, for the 4 years between the elections, and it made a huge difference. And now, when, you know, as this thing starts to fold up and OFA starts to, you know, go away, most of the people that were involved are still around. We live in this community, so we're going to stay active. We've been trained how to be really good organizers now, so I'm really excited about that. It was a really, you know, sort of a subtle but important difference between 2008 and 2012 was that more local people took hands-on, you know, roles in the entire grassroots campaign. So, you know, it's exciting to me. I'm really looking forward to the next 2 and 4 years as we stay organized and stay focused on what we got to accomplish. Really cool.
Well, you know, Chris, as we take a look at Get Out the Vote, the Democrats and Republicans do this very differently. The Republicans wait until about a week before the election, and they put they've got all paid staffers, and they put them out on the street, and they've got a system that was supposed to be new this year. It was called ORCA. It failed miserably. did you hear about ORCA?
I did, yeah. It was a complete utter failure.
Yeah, it was. It was an app. It was a smartphone app, an iPad, a tablet app that just failed the Republicans miserably in this cycle. But that's not the point of this discussion. They do it differently. The Democrats do it with literal, we talk about boots on the ground. We talk about organized labor. We talk about volunteers. Let's talk about some of the volunteers in your office, because as I was reading that post yesterday, you know, it just occurred to me that there sometimes it's just a matter of somebody bringing in a plate of cookies. Other times it's somebody that literally works full time as a volunteer.
Yeah, literally our entire office was run by volunteers. We had no staff person assigned to that office. But we just, you know, I could tell a million stories about GOTV. I think Saturday night before the election, it was about 8:30, and we're, you know, all the canvases were back. We're entering data, as you know, OFA does really well, and we're all pretty tired, but a lot of smiles on our faces. And this couple walks in out of the blue and says, "You guys look, you know, like you're working hard. We really appreciate what you do. Here's some Teddy Grahams." And they just brought us a box of cookies, you know. I had a guy come in election night at like 7:20. And he's like, "Can I do anything? Is there anything I can do?" And I'm like, "Well, we're still doing phone banking upstairs." He's like, "I'm on it." And he ran upstairs and started phone banking for the last 40 minutes of election day. You know, it was just stuff like that that was really amazing. But we had a really great team. And the thing about, I mean, if you talk to anybody who's involved with the GOTV effort with OFA, I'm going to tell you about how the GOTV team that they had at their location became a family. You know, we knew everything we could know about each other's families and their lives and what we liked and what we didn't like. And, you know, we got on each other's nerves and we made each other smile. But we had some great people. But the one thing that set ours apart from some of the others was this woman named Betty. She's in her 70s. In fact, her birthday is today. She's 73 years old, African-American woman who was born and raised in Washington, D.C. And, you know, she can't go out and canvas, and she's very uncomfortable on the phones and stuff. But she would come to the office every single day and do, you know, small things around the office, helping us with some paperwork and stuff. But a lot of times she was just sort of sitting there quietly and, you know, sort of in the middle of the room, a little off to the side, and just sitting there with a smile on her face quietly. And, you know, somebody at one point, you know, made some commentary. She said, "Well, I'm just praying over here." And we came to find out that Betty came down to the office every single day and would sit there quietly and pray for us. So she was our sort of self-appointed prayer captain. And, you know, I tell you, it made a big difference to us to have Betty there. So I'd like to wish Betty a happy birthday and, you know that she made a major contribution to what we were doing. It was really gratifying.
Well, I think it's so special. Again, a lot of the stories you tell, and you know, you talk about some of the staff that was there, Kathy and I had it right in front of me. I'm sorry. Yeah, Kathy was the phone bank captain, and then was it Stephanie that smiled all the time?
Well, we have a woman who's she's just 30 years old, 31 years old, a full time volunteer, lives in Ann Arbor. And she did the work of what a staff person would have done in 2008. And she put up with so much garbage, people coming in and complaining about this or that thing. People thought we were doing it all wrong, which is typical of, you know, any operation. And yet she maintained this calm demeanor. She smiled. She was friendly, even in the face of somebody shouting at her, and just really kept the whole thing at a calm level and kept us very, very focused. So Elena's a rock star to me. She's a hero. And I'm glad she still lives in Ann Arbor, because I have a feeling that, our paths will cross on the political trail over the years. She was amazing. So I'm thankful she came to my party Saturday night, so I was able to buy her a drink.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was sorry I wasn't able to be there. I was hanging out with the Democratic Socialists of America Detroit chapter, so I was having
Socialist.
It was a great time. I really... I really had a great evening. But, you know, Chris, let's talk a little bit. You know, one of the people that you mentioned in the post is Randy, who is the phone bank captain. And the volunteers, you know, one of the things that people don't realize, although you do end up getting people that, you know, have a pattern, they'll come in, you know, let's say every day at 7 o'clock. But, you know, there's always a constant mix, a change. You know, some people show up once, some people show up multiple times. You know, Randy's job gets exponentially more difficult, especially as more people show up getting him in. You don't know personalities. You know, again, these folks weren't being paid.
You bet. And Randy was great. I mean, the phone banks, we did predictive dialers this year so that it were a little more efficient. But on the national level, the whole thing went kablooey on Saturday morning before Election Day. And for like 4 hours, we couldn't make these predictive calls. Randy adapted to it. We got out new lists. We started making, you know, the standard calls off the lists. And he figured it out. And while that was happening, our laser printer went down. And he came down with some tweezers and forceps and pliers and repaired our laser printer and then went back upstairs and kept things going. So, you know, it was just that kind of adaptability and, you know, grace under pressure that really characterized the whole weekend for us.
Well, I got to ask you, you know, you and your beautiful wife, Ann, and she is a beautiful woman. I just adore her, as I know you do as well. This is your guy's second cycle on doing this kind of effort. And you had such a special, you know, had lots of memories coming out of the first election. We talked about that night we had dinner in Ann Arbor. And now you've got this experience. Chris, you really do enjoy this, don't you?
It's really thrilling. You know, there's a story that Ann told the night we had dinner about a woman. She was a single mother who down in the Saline area, and she was undecided, you know, going a couple weeks into the election, and Ann had a really long conversation on her doorstep out canvassing and probably spent about 20, 30 minutes talking to this woman and, you know, really did a nice job changing this woman's mind and making her a committed voter for the president, but, you know, never was really sure if that had impacted it. And on election day, we're all out canvassing again, you know, making sure people had voted, and I had the opportunity actually to go to this woman's door. She was in the packet that I had. And when I got back from my canvas, Ann said, "Did you happen to knock on this door right here?" And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Did she vote?" I said, "She sure did." And Ann just, you know, for her, that was like the culmination of everything she'd been doing, knowing that she had doubled her vote because she had, you know, had this one-on-one conversation that is the hallmark of the Obama, you know, ground game and really made a difference. You know, in terms of the blogging that we did, I mean, this year I was a little less involved early on. I got really involved in the last month with OFA, but I spend so much time with my writing and stuff that I didn't have as much free time to do it. But, you know, on Election Day, we had nearly 600 hits on our voter's guide, you know, that day, just that one day, with, you know, of Election Day. So I know we're making a difference, and I know that all the stuff that we're doing and that you're doing, you know, if we just keep it up, it's the changing face of media has this allowed us to have a voice in a different way. But as we do our best to exploit that in positive ways, then, you know, we can make a big difference. We really can. All of us can.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, goes back to, and I want to just, you know, at the very end of the post, which was more geared towards Election Day, you include a link to BarackObama.com/do-something, and people can still go check that out. But the point is, Chris, do something. Even if you think it's small, that box of Teddy Grahams, do something.
That's right. The guy running in at 8, you know, 8:20 or 7:20 and saying, "Can I do something?" You know, I started out, I mean, one of the things we joked about all weekend is that we had about 10 to 20 drivers for every person that needed a ride to the polls. Everybody thinks they're going to come in and give people a ride to the polls. And we spend so much time getting those people to do absentee voting ahead of time that we don't really have that many people that need rides to the polls. So, you know, and that's the way I started out in the Kerry campaign. I showed up on the last day and gave people a ride to the polls. I think I drove 2 people to the polls. And then he lost. And I said, you know, that's it. I'm not doing this again. I'm not waiting until the last day to get involved. I'm going to get involved early. And that's what happened in 2008. And
absolutely.
That's where I am now.
Well, Chris, congratulations. Thank you so much. We'll look forward to talking to you in a couple weeks. And a great job on GOTV, brother.
Well, thanks a lot. And thanks for ID, Tony.
You bet. You too. Chris Savage with TheCollectiveBlog.com. A quick break. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. You are connected to the internet. I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So, if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
I believe we can keep the promise of our founding. The idea that if you're willing to work hard, it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from or what you look like or where you love. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian or Native American or young or old or rich or poor, able, disabled, gay or straight. You can make it here in America.
On 1310 WDTW.
Attention holiday shoppers, you found it. The search is over. Behold, the perfect tie. Check the gents off your list with over 300 handmade men's ties at thetruewearcollection.com. Click sweetjack.com for half off.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He's come over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift
with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got a little time if you'd like to give us a call. Something on your mind, something happened over the weekend, something we've said during the show today that piqued your interest, you are welcome to join us. We just gave you the number, so give us a call. We'd be happy to talk to you. Well, many of you have heard by now that CIA Director General Petraeus has resigned, and he has resigned because of an affair. Both he and the woman that he had an affair with are married. It brings up an interesting question, and before I get to some audio here, should we begin to separate the act from the job? Many on both sides of the aisle, and remember that General Petraeus was originally a George Bush guy. He is considered to be a Republican. He and the president, although they have had some difficulty, he understands the importance of General Petraeus. And as the president, Barack Obama, has proven, he doesn't care as much about party affiliation as he does about quality of work and excellence of that work. There's no question, and again, both sides, both Democrats and Republicans, will tell you that General Petraeus, as director of the CIA, was performing a profoundly important task and was reforming the CIA in a profound way. So, the question I ask you at this point, does this affair, if it did indeed not affect his job, should it matter? Should he have resigned? And that was not a question I asked, but a question that was asked in the national media over the weekend. Let's listen to some audio from ABC News' Pierre Thomas.
David Petraeus resigns at the CIA after the FBI uncovers his extramarital affair.
ABC senior justice correspondent is here with the latest, Pierre Thomas. And Pierre, we've learned that the FBI first came upon this several months ago.
Yes, George, this sad sordid fall from grace came to light after a woman in the Tampa area who is tied to the military got a peculiar harassing email. The woman was so concerned she contacted the FBI, who then, according to our sources, traced the email back to Paula Broadwell, who had written a book about Petraeus. Our sources say as the FBI continued to investigate, they discovered emails pointing to a romantic sexual relationship between the two. There were early concerns about the potential for the general's secure government emails being hacked, but the investigation never turned up evidence of national security being compromised. What they did find, George, as one source put it, was lots of human drama.
So, Pierre, what more do they have to investigate now, and why wasn't the White House told until this week?
The FBI investigation is largely done, and the early evidence is that there will not be criminal charges. Again, sources say this devolved into a personal matter. The FBI informed senior intelligence officials last week, who later told the White House, Petraeus had been confronted in the last couple of weeks. As for the timing of the disclosure, one official said, that's just how it played out.
And it is just how it played out. So again, I asked the question, if this wasn't a matter of national security, and it didn't really affect the job he was doing as CIA director, did he need to resign? Is there a moral clause that is assumed? Now, we, of course, have had this situation with both Republicans and Democrats, and sex seems to be, you know, the smoking gun, if you will, so often. We certainly famously remember the Monica Lewinsky scandal. You know, we often ask ourselves if the Republicans weren't so bulldoggish about going after the president, how much more he would have been able to accomplish, and would it have affected his legacy in a profoundly more positive way. I mean, President Bill Clinton, folks, like it or not, is one of the most popular ex-presidents this country has ever had. Now, there have been lots. Mark Foley is an example, and I could go on and on and on. There have been lots of people, you know, Representative Wiener, who went through his sex scandal a couple years back. Do we need to separate that from who they are, the job that they do as either an appointed or an elected civil servant, public servant? Do we need to separate those? And I don't know that I have a clear answer on that. You know, one of the realities, and unfortunately we can take a look at the data, you know, still half of all marriages end in divorce. Now, they don't all end in divorce because of an affair. And I have no idea how many of them do. No clue. I don't even know if that is a statistic, but it's irrelevant. We know people cheat on their spouses. Come on. And we have all known people that have cheated on their spouses. Certainly we do. Do they have to quit their jobs? Of course they don't. So the question is that something that we should concern ourselves with? It's just a question, and feel free to ring us up on it or not ring us up on it. I happen to think, you know, if we take them case by case, and I do mean case by case, that's how we make that decision. We don't do it, ladies and gentlemen, just as a wholesale way. Now, maybe General David Petraeus felt that for personal reasons he needed to step down. He needs to heal his family. Maybe he was told that he needed to step down. I'm not privy, nor will you be privy to those conversations. Everybody's going to deal with it differently. We may find out that there were national security issues involved. At this point, they're saying there wasn't, but there may end up being. There will, of course, be an investigation, blah, 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 blah. Now, there's a difference between breaking the law and breaking your marriage vows. It's one thing when there's a sex scandal involving congressional pages than a general having a sexual affair with his biographer. They are not the same thing, nor should they be treated in the same way. Now, then again, it goes back to ethics. You know, sex and politics are deeply entwined. I think that many of us know it. We just don't. It's not a conversation we have that often for whatever reason. And for men especially, sex equals power. So if they have a conquest, You know, powerful men feel like they have some kind, and I'm sorry, it's just the truth. Powerful men feel like they have a right to their sexual prowess, that they don't have to play by the same set of rules. And it is more true, I think, in politics than in any other walk of life. Now, I don't know why they feel that sense of entitlement. They shouldn't, but they do. It's obvious. We have decades upon centuries of politicians abusing their power for sexual reasons. Is it wrong? Absolutely. But have we lost some really good people in the public sector because they don't know how to control their hormones? Do we need to separate them? Can we take them case by case? It'll be interesting to see what kind of response we get to that. All right, let's take a very quick break here. One more hour of First Shift to come up. Happy Veterans Day for those of you that are veterans. We appreciate your service to the country. We'll take a break. NBC News at the top. Stay with us. First Shift continues after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your rush hour commute, and we still got lots of accidents to watch out for. 75 northbound, just after 11 mile. Left shoulders blocked with slow traffic with 696. M59 westbound is 75. Another accident is blocking the right shoulder to the on-ramp to 75 northbound. Disabled vehicles blocking the left lane on 75 southbound at Spring Wales. 94 westbound, just before the lodge. Disabled vehicles blocking the left lane, and that's causing slow traffic from Harper. Another accident is just cleared on the Southfield Freeway southbound before 96, but you still got heavy traffic from 7 Mile Road. And we got heavy traffic on 94 westbound between Huron Street and State Street, and also on M53 southbound between Hall Road and Van Dyke. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be rainy and 57. Tonight, a low of 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 39. And it's currently 56 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Hey, it's Tony from First Shift with